The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it.
Mitch Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You got all. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels. Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. AM 1320, KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The White House, GOP leadership, and the Mavericks, led by Senator John McCain, have worked out their differences on the bill to lay out the rules for handling terrorist detainees from now on. Live from Orlando now, traveling with the president, CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
Clearly pleased by the agreement, President Bush is hailing it as part of his top legislative priority, a law to help crack the terror networks and save American lives.
The agreement clears the way to do what the American people expect us to do, to capture terrorists, to detain terrorists, to question terrorists, and then to try them.
During a day of Republican fundraising in Florida, Mr. Bush said the bill would enable the CIA to question the world's most dangerous terrorists and get their secrets. He urged Congress to get the bill to his desk by the end of next week. Harley?
The real litmus test, of course, is not political. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The devil is in the details here, and so far we really don't have any. And even if there is a deal, it still ultimately will face some sort of a review by the federal courts, which have in the past struck down similar efforts to jumpstart these military tribunals for detainees and also to clarify new laws of war. So this may be some sort of a political breakthrough, but it certainly doesn't guarantee legal success.
Arraignment today for Shannon Torres in Union, Missouri, who pleaded innocent.
Ms. Torres, you are charged in 4 counts.
The prosecutor laying out the charges against her, accused of slashing a young mother's throat to steal her newborn baby. Mother and baby were reunited after several days. Torres was turned in by her own family. Right after September 11th, the Bush administration spoke clearly to the government of Pakistan.
What did Armitage say to your director of intelligence right after September 11th?
The director of intelligence told me that he said, be prepared to be bombed, to be prepared to go back to the Stone Age.
Pakistan's President Musharraf speaks to correspondent Steve Croft on 60 Minutes Sunday night. Iraq's sectarian troubles seem to pay less and less attention to the armed might arrayed there to try to stop it in Iraq. CBS's Pete Gow.
Baghdad's defense ministry today warned that the insurgents had now found a new tactic. They would kidnap somebody from the street who was driving a vehicle. They would detain them for a period of time. All the while, they're filling their car with explosives. Then after a given period, they would say to them that they had decided to release them. And then when the kidnapped victim drives away, they're followed by the insurgents until such time as they reach a checkpoint or somewhere similar, and then the explosives in the vehicle are remotely detonated.
With enough time, a fossil can become like concrete as calcium and other elements seep into the voids in ancient bones. Paleontologists in Utah say a 70-million-year-old dinosaur skull has been found so heavy a helicopter couldn't lift it out. On Wall Street, the Dow down 79 points. NASDAQ lost 15 on the day. This is CBS News.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberline Shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service that big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
AFLAC!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. AFLAC.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
Driving an ATV on three or four wheels is risky. That's just the way it is. And one of the best racing drivers ever has joined the push for safety.
Naturally, us older people, we would decide to get ATV. We don't need no training. Man, we've been doing all this stuff. But the big people get hurt just like the little people.
King Richard Petty says everyone needs training to get the most out of an all-terrain vehicle safely.
The training is all important. Okay, it's like me driving a race car. Had to have a little training before I just jump in a car and go to Daytona and start racing. You don't do things like that.
470 people died in 2004 on ATVs. 136,000 were injured. Sometime back, the medical examiner's office in New York City stopped trying to match names to bone fragments and other little bits left by the September 11th terror. Medical examiner Dr. Charles Hirsch says thanks to recent advances in DNA techniques now, the efforts will resume to help families reach that final measure of closure. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7 if my voice holds out. And thank you to Andy Sims and to Charlie Weiss and to John Poswell for filling in for me while I was nursing this cold and really couldn't speak. I could speak, but it was unintelligible. So thank you all for filling in. I really appreciate your good work. And thanks to Lisa West and Rachel Douglas and Lauren Haley and Charlie Weiss for my little pre-birthday party today. Thank you very much, the goddess. Getting older, but not necessarily wiser. So thanks to all of you. We had ice cream and cake, and it was a surprise party. And I was really surprised, too, because I thought, because, oh, well, it's a long story. I'll get into it. We have lots to talk about, and let me give you some idea of what we've got coming up. First of all, we had to reschedule because I was off with my cold and unable to really speak. We have rescheduled Bill Durston for tomorrow. So he is going to be joining us live. In studio, he is a Democratic candidate running in the 3rd Congressional District. He is running against Republican incumbent Dan Lundgren, who lost badly to Gray Davis. It was quite a rout at that time. Durston is a Vietnam vet. He's an ER doc. He has practiced medicine in Sacramento for more than 20 years, and he was president of the Sacramento chapter of the Physicians for Social Responsibility until deciding that he was going to challenge Lundgren. So I'm very interested. I've never met him. Well, Dr. Schwab was examining my eyes I guess they're good friends, and he told me all about Bill Durston, and I think they're friends, and everybody seems to be very high on Bill Durston, and who could be high on Dan Lundgren? Nobody that we can think of, and so I thought it would be fun to meet him in studio and talk to him. And we will do that as we are getting closer to the election. Typically, I'm not a fan of having politicians on very much because they don't want to offend anybody, so you usually can't get anything good out of them. You can't get anything too candid, and it's usually so bland that you'd be better off having baby food instead. So Bill Durston will be joining us live in the studio tomorrow. Next week, we have some wonderful treats for you on Tuesday. If you are a fan of the number one ladies detective agency series, the author, and it is a bestseller, a kind of unlikely bestseller set in Botswana, if you can believe in Africa. And there's only one detective agency in all of Africa, and it's headed by Precious Ramatswi. It is a very charming, very delightful series, an unexpected bestseller. And the author, Alexander McCall Smith, is going to be in town because he's going to be giving part of the California Lecture Series. He'll be appearing at the Crest Theater on the 27th, he's on Wednesday, but he is with us on Tuesday the 26th, and he will be with us live in studio. He has a new series out. In fact, he has a number of them. But he has got a new book out, the new installment in the Sunday Philosophy Club series, and the new book is called The Right Attitude to Reign. The Right Attitude to Reign. Friday, Biba Caggiano will be joining us also in studio, our very own Biba. She has a new cookbook out called Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities. And I wish we had cooking facilities in the studio because we know we got a lot of sizzle going on around here, but not the kind that comes off the stove. It'd be fun to have her do some real cooking while we were on the air. I also want to bring to your attention that there is going to be a picnic for... it's called the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally. It's going to be hosted by Rob Haswell, who's the Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District. It's going to be this coming Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. There's going to be music, live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods grown in our very own Sierra foothills, and there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including former Republican Congressman Pete McCloskey and State Senator to be Daryl Steinberg. And guess what? The event is going to be emceed by our very own Charlie Weiss. So if you want to meet Charlie, if there are Charlie groupies out there, the place to meet Charlie is this coming Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. It is the last stop on Rob Haswell's People Before Politics picnic and rally kind of whistle-stop campaign. It's the campaign bus. There's going to be free food and lots of music, and it sounds like it's going to be lots of fun, too. So all of that. I want to remind you that the WhiteRoseSociety.org archives my program, so if you just miss me desperately, you could have always gone there, WhiteRoseSociety.org. They can always use any financial contributions you can give them. And your homework assignment, as always, tell 3 to 5 people every day that Enid Live is here, that AM 1320 is here, that you can start your mornings with Scott and Sims on the Morning Retort. 5:30 to 9 right here on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel followed all the way through all the Air America programming, all the way through till moi, your goddess, joined you at 3 o'clock, 3 to 7 weekdays. You can always email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, and all calls to Enid Live are toll free. If you're in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Well, you heard that Willie Nelson got busted, didn't you, for marijuana? What a surprise. Well, here's what he said. Here's his public statement regarding being caught with a bag of marijuana. Willie Nelson said, "It's a good thing I had a bag of marijuana instead of a bag of spinach, or I'd be dead by now." Oh, well, we'll talk about spinach later. But before we do that, I have got to... I want to start with the gubernatorial campaign, such as it is. And here it is. First of all, there was a piece in the Los Angeles Times. I don't know if you saw it. And it is by Bob Saladay, who I think used to be at the San Francisco Examiner when it was a Hearst newspaper. And he is talking about the prognosis for the gubernatorial campaign. He said, smart people with a long history of observing California politics see little but doom for Phil Angelides, and it's not just coming in whispers. Columnists and bloggers are writing about it and writing about it. And when John Kerry did something on behalf of the Angelides campaign, one blogger wrote, Kerry plays mortician to Angelides' campaign. I'm still a bit wary of making predictions because, you never know. But he says, but according to numerous experts who spoke with Political Muscle this week, Phil Angelides faces serious structural problems in his campaign that will make it very difficult for him to win. He said, but things could change for Angelides this way. Unions could get over their fear of his recent dismal poll results and spend $25 to $40 million on TV ads. Democrats could start paying attention to the politics of greater self-interest, seeing potential stakes for their party that transcend the candidates, and Angelides could put out a consistent message on his TV ads. So there's a lot of talk about Phil Angelides going on, but before we continue that talk, let's go to the phones. Hi, Rob Haswell. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How you doing, Enid?
I'm doing very well. Did you just call in because you heard me talking about your picnic?
I did. I did indeed. So I wanted to call and give you the personal invite.
Well, I would love to come. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. Saturday is the birthday day. I might not be around, but
It's actually going to be on Sunday.
I know, but I'm thinking of extending it for as long as possible. But you never know, Rob. I could be there. I know Charlie's going to be there. He's emceeing it, isn't he?
He sure is, and we're really excited about it. We think we've got a real good group of people coming down to talk, and got somebody coming from Clean Money to speak on Prop 89, and of course Daryl Steinberg's coming down, and we've got some great music. And you know, Enid, we've decided that we're going to try to have a political event that anyone can come to.
You mean you don't have to be a big donor?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't have to fork over a check with four digits in it. And
talk to me, Rob. First of all, you are running for
the 4th Assembly District, so it's a seat held by Tim Leslie right now, and he's termed out, so it's an open seat.
And who's your competition?
My opponent will be Ted Gaines, who's the Republican, he's on the Board of Supervisors in Placer County.
And go ahead.
He's a hand-picked heir apparent, son of Doolittle, and so that's kind of where we're at up here.
So you are in a very Republican neighborhood.
We are indeed, and I'll tell you, but that's why we're going out and really doing a different kind of campaign. I mean, We've decided we have, as you know, we have a bus. We bought a bus, and so we're doing a whistle stop tour through the district. And our picnic is actually our final official stop. And, you know, we've been hitting up all the different towns and trying to talk to folks about their issues and really try to offer a different kind of politics to people. You know, I think the big moneyed interests and these entrenched incumbents are really the kinds of things that people are getting tired of.
Rob, have you got any polling data at all? You know, Charlie's in a statistical dead heat, Charlie Brown, with the Doolittle. How are you in the fundraising department? Is it a struggle?
Well, it's always a struggle. I'll tell you this, though. We've raised more money than any Democrat running in a Republican assembly district in the state. And so we're real pleased with that. We've been doing it with individual donations. We expect to come in and compete in this race with, you know, between 100 and 120,000, of which we've raised, you know, almost three quarters of that already. So we're around 80 or so, and we feel that's the kind of money we need to fund the grassroots campaign.
What about your opponent? What kind of money does he have?
Well, you know, he's got the same Rolodex that John Doolittle has. So he's raised a lot of money. He's raised probably well over a half a million dollars.
Why don't you tell our listeners where they can contribute?
They can go online. Our website is robhaswellforassembly.com.
Rob Haswell, R-O-B-H-A-S-W-E-L-L, R-O-B-H-A-S-W-E-L-L, forassembly.com.
That's right. And we've got a lot going on our website. If people want to get on our e-newsletter, we keep people up with our events. And, you know, if people don't have money, we have a lot of ways to use folks. We've got a real aggressive Get Out the Vote campaign that we're actually coordinating with Charlie's campaign. We expect to turn out Democrats up here in numbers that are unprecedented. And the other thing, and that really ties into the statewide races, too. I was talking to some folks just at the party and telling them, you know, Phil doesn't have, probably the resources to really come out into this region. And, you know, if Charlie and I turn out, you know, the kinds of numbers that we think we're going to be able to, that's really going to help all of our statewide candidates. And this is going to be a historic year, Enid. It really is.
Well, I'm wishing you all the best. And Rob Haswell for assembly.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And people can volunteer. You can use their help. People can donate. They can write you a check. And they can come out on Sunday. And I'll give out the information again, but they can come out on this coming Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun out there, 1 to 6. We got two great bands. And
This is at Camp Lotus in Coloma.
It is, and the website we have the directions there, and it's real easy to find. You just go down 49 from Auburn. It's literally between Auburn and Placerville on the American River. You just can't find a more beautiful place.
Do you have any Republicans who are in? You know, Charlie's got a group called Republicans for Charlie Brown. Have you got a similar group, or are you feeling like you are converting Republicans to your candidacy?
Oh, there's no question about that. In fact,
how do you know? I mean, is it just anecdotal, or how do you know?
Well, we've gotten the proverbial $99 checks. Because one of the problems with being up here is that John Doolittle is one of the most vindictive and vengeful of our sitting electeds, and so it's really difficult. And I really commend Joanne Neft and her crew, the Republicans for Charlie, because it's hard to come out in public in this district. It really is.
Why? I mean, what do you mean he's vengeful? If you're an ordinary citizen and you decide you're going to support this candidate instead of that candidate, how does he know, and what's in his business?
Well, I'll tell you what.
How can he take it out on you? You're an ordinary citizen. You vote, and you were a Republican, and you decide you've had enough of that, and you're going to vote for Rob Haswell or Charlie Brown.
Well, there's a reason that business folks in this district, you know, have to donate to Republicans and to the sitting party in power right now. It's because to do business up here. When I first moved in, I can't tell you how many people told me they registered Republican because they felt it was easier to do business. And there's elected officials literally who will have their careers destroyed. And Mike Holmes, you know, sitting Republican, who ran against Doolittle, did not get the Republican Central Committee endorsement, and for his city council run here in Auburn. And if you look at what happened in the Wygant Simmons race, I mean, these are people that are very they expect complete fealty to the cause.
Well, when you say you're getting $99 checks, what are you talking about? What does that mean?
That means that up to $99, you can send a candidate a check, and your name will not appear on the filings. Once you hit the $100 threshold, your person's name has to appear on your campaign.
So can people send you multiple $99 checks?
No. As soon as the cumulative number is over 100, they appear on the filings.
Oh, I see. So it's okay. All right. I got you.
Yeah. So that's – and believe me, we've gotten a lot of those, and – the thing is, Enid, and this is a frustration for me, is people that hear our message from all parties and political stripes are absolutely on board with it. I mean, we are talking about taking back our government from the big special interests and the big money, and in our district, that's the big mega developers. And you've probably been out here. You see how it is in Roseville and Lincoln, and You know, it's the power in this district is run by the development community. And
well, don't get me started on Roseville. I mean, Roseville does things that I don't know too much about Roseville, but they do things that strike me as really arrogant. Am I right about that?
Oh, you're absolutely right.
I mean, you know, they impose, just to give you an example, because I have a friend this happened to, a friend is living in an apartment place and apartment development kind of a place, and suddenly the sewer, trash, and water triples. Nobody, you can't get, the bills are sent from some third entity billing. You call the third entity and they say they have nothing to do with it. You call the development, they have nothing to do with it. You call the city of Roseville, they send you back to the billing entity. Nobody even tells you it's going to be raised. It was tripled. And the reason it was tripled is Roseville said that it had made a mistake. And when you talk to the public information officer for the city, who was as arrogant as anybody I've ever encountered, he said it just happened to a few. They revised. You know, they made a mistake, and they didn't. I don't know how long ago they made. You know, how many years ago?
Right.
You know, they say we're not going to charge people for all the years that we made the mistake, but it's tripled now, and when you try to find out anything at all, they don't really tell you very much. And they said it's happened to just a few developments. So I asked the question, how many developments? 24. I said, you know, a few is three.
Yeah.
24 is like two dozen. Well, you know, a few. So everything. So I thought, gosh, what is the story about Roseville? Do you know? I mean, what is the story about that place?
Well, I couldn't tell you specific. I can tell you
this. Just seems underhanded. It seems very untransparent, and it seems like something's going on there. Suddenly, why in 24 developments had there been a mistake made where all of these residents, and these are large developments that have hundreds of residents each, suddenly all these individual bills are tripling, and I have never seen a word in the newspaper about it. I've never heard anything about it.
Well, I mean,
and you can't get an explanation about it.
Yeah, well, I think what you're seeing is exactly the problem when a political machine sits down in a region and basically controls all levels of government, right on down to the water boards, and then you do get a complete lack of transparency. And one of the things, and I would just speculate that part of what you're looking at is when they put in, a lot of times what happens is cities will put in new developments, and then they will pass on mitigation fees after the fact to all the sitting residents because they didn't have the political will at the front end to impose it on the people that are going to be making, you know, record profits in their development.
What are mitigation fees? What does that mean?
Well, when you put in a development, basically there's an impact to the community.
Right.
And so what you want to do when you are trying to negotiate whether or not to go forward with a development is you try to get some concessions out of the developers in terms of water, sewage, you know, because there's going to be impacts on all those systems and transportation, traffic, all that stuff. And what's been happening up here is, you know, there's essentially been a giveaway, you know, of the land, and there's been some. Don't get me wrong; they've gotten some mitigation.
So then they want the developers to come up with certain, and then they can't get that much because it was a new deal. And then now that it's become such a wild west out there, that now they're going back and hitting people.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
It's right.
Let me ask you this question: with so much shopping out there and so much development out there, they must be getting an enormous amount of money in taxes.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And what are they doing? What are they doing with it? Are they using it, or do you think there's as much corruption there as there is in Washington?
Well, let's just say that again, John Doolittle runs this region, and we can kind of leave it at that. But I'll tell you what. You know, we've got a sales tax that the county, Placer County, is basically putting forward and asking voters to take another half-cent regressive sales tax to widen the roads. And my question to these folks is, why didn't we get those development fees from all the people that are making hundreds of millions of dollars over the past 20 years? And why didn't we get the money from them? And then why are we widening roads when, if you look at that initiative, there's very little money set aside for public transportation and ways of getting people off roads? Basically, we're funding taxpayers are again being asked to fund, you know, infrastructure.
So they give it away. They give it away to the developers, and then they want the taxpayers to pay for it in some way.
That's exactly
what you're saying. Well, Rob,
exactly,
I am delighted that you called us today. Thank you for doing it. And
Sure. Let's
remind people, and I will remind them throughout, that this is the last stop on your whistle stop, and this is the picnic. And Yes. This is this coming Sunday from 1 to 6. There's going to be free food, and there's going to be music, and you've got a lot of special guests. And our very own Charlie Weiss will be emceeing, and, of course, everybody will get to meet you. So this is at 1 to 6, Camp Lotus in Coloma, this coming Sunday. Rob Haswell, good luck to you.
Thank you very much, Enid. And, yeah, just if people really want a different kind of politics, I encourage them to come out and see what we're doing.
And we really are. And hit your website, robhaswell4assembly.com.
Thank you very much, Enid.
Thank you. Lots of good luck to you, Rob.
All right. Thanks a lot.
349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Well, you know, you never know who's going to drop around here and who's going to come and say hi. So that was Rob Haswell. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Yes, thank you so much, Enid and Ms. Good to have you back today. The weather is looking as well. Lows tonight, we're going to see 55, highs coming up tomorrow about 89. We're at 87, and the traffic is a little slow there, southbound 99. We do have a three-car crash at southbound 5 by J Street. That's what I want to say to you. And coming up on northbound Cap City Freeway, just past Arden Way, a two-car crash stopping down. Enid Live continues, and you can log on and email her today at 1320leftchannel.com.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I'd like to start.
Rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hey! Let's go.
3:32 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, Springsteen and Goldstein. Ooh. We are, if you're just joining us, you missed Rob Haswell, called in. I guess he was just in the neighborhood. We're talking about a piece in the Los Angeles Times on Phil Angelides. And it is Bob Saladay writing the piece, and he said that it's looking, you know, a lot of people feel that Phil is facing serious structural problems in his campaign, that it's going to make it very difficult for him to win. Saladay goes on to say that things could change for Angelides this way. Unions could get over their fear of his recent dismal poll results and spend $25 to $40 million on TV ads. Democrats could start paying attention to the politics of greater self-interest, seeing potential stakes for their party that transcend the candidate's end. Phil could put out a consistent message in TV ads. Saladay says he needs all three things. Phil needs all three things, three events to occur. But the unions appear to be settling on a combined $15 million for Angelides, according to several sources. Not quite enough to make a huge difference. The strategic givers, the institutional givers, those guys don't throw their money away, said one political expert. Sherry Bevitz Jeffy, who is an expert on California politics at USC, said that she was jarred by two recent back-to-back scenes in Los Angeles. Phil announcing his middle-class tax cut in West Hollywood, which attracted a grand total of three news cameras, and Arnold with former New York mayor and adulterer, serial adulterer, the two adulterers, well, one for sure, Rudy Giuliani, which drew a dozen TV crews. And then she goes on to say that's part of Phil's problem. Schwarzenegger draws the media and can get his message spread far wider than Angelides can. So, I don't know what you think is going to happen, but it is not looking perky. On the other hand, there is some additional news about Phil, and that is that the unions have decided that they're going to spend big to defeat the governor. Now, Robert Saladay is saying the best guess he has is $15 million, but the Chronicle's reporting, excuse me, I'm kind of coughing here, the Chronicle's reporting that a coalition of the state's most powerful public employee unions has agreed to start an independent campaign opposing Arnold that could cost as much as $25 million. Now, Saladay, writing for the Los Angeles Times, a blog called Political Muscle, says that the number he's getting there is about $15 million. The Chronicle is reporting that it could be as much as $25 million. If the unions follow through, it will deliver a big boost to Angelides, who trails Schwarzenegger by double digits in the polls. Angelides began the summer with almost no money after fighting an expensive primary and a struggle to keep pace with the Schwarzenegger fundraising machine. Angelides' campaign aides said they were unaware of these developments with the unions. The campaign by the unions is required to be independent from the Angelides team because of new spending rules and so on. So about the since the bitterness of the special election, Schwartzy has sought to appease his critics in labor, well aware of how much money and influence they could wield in the upcoming election. Schwartzy has also looked to make peace with the California Correctional Peace Officers Association, CCPOA. Is this going to be enough to put Phil over? The problem, somebody made the observation, the problems in his campaign are structural. And I'm beginning to, you know, this is what I've been harping on. Not because I want him to lose. In fact, I really want him to win. But I can just see it. Just from a public relations marketing standpoint, they don't have much money, so they could be doing stuff that gets them ink every single day by proposing this and proposing that. And it's not happening, the bold proposals. The media exposure, you know, when you have got no money to buy ads, you got to, if you are running a small business, for example, the best thing that can happen is that you can get covered by a newspaper. You could get free exposure that way. And as I said, if Phil does things that are bold, he will get that exposure, and I'm not seeing it happen. Now, maybe they're trying and they're coming up short. I don't know. He was He's not long been known as the smartest guy in the room, Phil. But the word is he got his head handed to him during a recent stage rehearsal for his October 7 debate with Arnold. This run-through was held in Oak Park with Attorney General candidate Jerry Brown's campaign manager, Ace Smith, acting as Arnold, accent and all. Every time Phil made a point, Ace just kept shooting back about raising taxes, said one person who was there. Ace just cut him up. Well, that's what Phil, you know, at least he knows that's what he's going to be facing. And this is Materian Ross reporting on that. Now, I just got a piece of information. I think this is from the Democratic Party. And the last paragraph of it is that it says, Governor Schwarzenegger continues to support President Bush's unpopular and unsuccessful Iraq war policy despite 274 California troops who have died in Iraq. And again, the blogosphere has said that if Phil got up there and said, if I am elected the first day of my tenure as the commander-in-chief of the California National Guard, I will bring our son, you know, our sons and daughters back home, our girls and boys back home. But is anybody linking Schwartzy with the Iraq war and where he stands on it? If they are, I haven't seen it. 349-1320-866-620-61320. Meanwhile, every single day, there is a new signing ceremony that the government is engaged, governor is engaged in. It's a signing ceremony for raising the minimum wage. Governor signs Los Angeles schools bill. And here he is with Antonio Villaraigosa, who only endorsed Phil. I mean, late, you know, in September, he waited all this time to finally endorse Phil, and he really doesn't want Phil to win, because if Phil does, Phil could have two terms, and that could cut off any possibility for Villaraigosa to do what he wants to do. So he and Arnold are yucking it up big time, and Arnold is supporting him, and ain't love grand, and everything is going just perkily. So Phil Angelides, I think, in more trouble. A lot of people think, well, he could still pull it out. He still could, I guess. But, you know, if you have to keep saying he could still pull it out, maybe he can't. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Miss Goldstein. We have lows tonight right around 59. Coming up tomorrow, maybe 82, 83. We're at 79 degrees with about 34% humidity. Our traffic, we got a couple of crashes at Watt Avenue in Alberta, Jackson Road in Bradshaw, Snows in Newton, and it looks like Isleton Road and Andreas Island. There's a three-car crash there as well. Blocking traffic. Ethan Way at Cottage Way, southbound 99, just south of westbound 47th. And another one, northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Cal Expo and just past Arden Way. I'm Lisa West. Traffic and weather from the left. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. It's your right to listen to the left.
Attention.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag. It's a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The LA City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are
artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz.
And Nisa Davis Hayden.
From the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 344 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Alex Spanos, a 2004 Bush campaign pioneer and 2000 Bush campaign ranger, which means he's given a huge amount of money to Dickey, is going to host a fundraiser, another one, in Stockton with Governor Arnold Schwarzy. He has already donated more than $3 million to Schwarzy's various campaign committees. While in public, Schwarzy's campaign will make little mention of its close ties with President Bush and his policy. Spanos is just one more Schwarzy ally who, like the governor, has enthusiastically supported Bush's election and agenda. I really wish Phil's campaign would make more of it, would make more of the association because Schwarzy and Bush, because I think the minute that the election is over, I think he goes back to being more of a Republican than many Democrats. Many Democrats are going to feel dismayed and betrayed. That's what I think, if they vote for Schwarzy. The 20 most corrupt members of Congress? Well, guess who's on that list? Doolittle is on the list. Let's see, and most of them, I think, are Republicans. Doolittle is, let's see, one, two, three, four. He's like about the fifth or sixth on the list. Most corrupt members of Congress, 20 of them. And Doolittle is high up on that list. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Guess what? Wes Clark has just endorsed Charlie Brown. Richard in North Islands, are you live with Enid on AM 1320? Hi, Richard.
Oh, hi, Enid. I'm just commenting about the Schwarzenegger-Angelides campaign. I met Phil Angelides once, some years back. I drove him from Chico to Sacramento. So, had the guy, alone for a couple hours, and I was just blown away by how smart this guy is. And,
well, that's what everybody says, but he's not smart enough to win against the wily Arnold Schwarzy.
I am at a loss.
Well, I'm at a loss, too, and because I think they're running a stinky campaign, to tell you the truth.
Maybe it's money, maybe, I don't know. I thought he was a caring guy, a good guy. And I was really excited when I saw that he got,
I think it's more,
celebrity.
No. I think, Richard, it's way more than money. I don't know what it is. But just the things that they could be doing that just signal a savvy, responsive campaign seem not to be happening from an inside kind of point of view.
Well, Arnie is well to the right of the California electorate, and I'd like to see some people point that out,
Well, why doesn't Phil's campaign point that out? Why doesn't Phil's campaign ask Arnie where he is on the Iraq war, which is so unpopular with everybody? Why doesn't he get Arnie to say this is where I, you know, put him into a corner about it? Instead, Phil's campaign finds out this stuff that Arnie says on a tape that's not password protected, puts it out there. Then Arnold's people come out swinging and they put Phil's campaign on the defensive. And then Phil's campaign says, you know, it was a couple low-level staffers. And then when they realize that everybody and their mother has had access to that unprotected website, and then they get stronger in their response. But it was a little bit too late, I think.
He just seems to be, reacting.
You know what it was? You know what it was? I hate to say, Richard, it was a premature ejaculation. I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Just did not go anywhere. And it just was not handled, it was handled ineptly. The thing about Schwartz's campaign is they got a rapid response teams. They staff it, according to the LA Times, from, 3-4 o'clock in the morning to midnight. Because 4 o'clock in the morning is 7 a.m. on the East Coast when newsrooms are coming alive. And does Phil's campaign have that? And I am supporting Phil. So I'm giving him hell, and they probably think I'm the biggest traitor in the world because, hey, you should always be saying good things about your candidate. But I'm saying things that I hope will kick their behinds in gear and get it together before we are all doomed to 4 years of Schwartzy. Charlie Brown has been endorsed by General Wesley Clark. So Wesley Clark is considered a pretty smart guy. Charlie Brown for Congress campaign released the first TV ad of a campaign for California's 4th congressional district. And Deep Doo Doo Doolittle is on the top 20 hit parade of most corrupt members of Congress. I just think that's marvelous. Janet in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Janet.
Oh, hi. You're making it sound like the campaign's over. Just a few weeks before the primary, Wesley was 14 points ahead of Phil Angelides in the poll.
Janet, first of all, talk right into your phone, will you? Because we're having
I am.
Okay, we're having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I don't think the lead was that great. I think it was more of a horse race, as I recall.
He brought press releases. I remember this real clearly. He brought press releases to the Democratic convention, and they were not fake press releases. They were real. It was a real poll. He was 14 points ahead of Phil.
Oh, wait a minute. It was right after Phil got the endorsement at the convention.
And then he got the endorsement, and that changed. But that didn't make a change, 14 points. People said the same things. They said, oh, he's not doing the right thing. They know what they're doing. It's a good campaign. He is making a big deal out of Bush. In fact, they sent out something telling him to help shut down the West Coast. I can't remember how it was worded. The West Coast version.
Janet just disappeared into the ether. Dan in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Enid. Just a brief comment on Phil Angelides. I am not a fan. I'm an Arnold fan. I'll cop to that right off the bat.
Okay.
I think that a lot of times with the political environment being what it is, we tend to paint the other side as evil. I do not believe Phil Angelides has a bad heart at all. I think it's possible to consider him a good person yet disagree with him. And I think that concept and that notion is lost in today's political environment.
You are probably right, because it is a winner-take-all situation, and people will win at any cost, and we are in an environment in all aspects of American life, and particularly, for example, the war in Iraq, where the ends are used to justify the means. I think you make a really good point, Dan. I thank you for making it. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather's, well, you know what? It's nice and breezy. In the next couple of days, we might see a little bit of rain come Friday night or even Saturday morning. Highs today or tomorrow right around 91. Now we're at 79 here in the River City, and we have a couple of accidents. Stanley Drive at Virginia Drive, Snows Road at Newton Road, Watt Avenue and Alvarita, Isleton Road at Andreas, and eastbound 50 just west of 59th Street. We have a vehicle that's blocking the road over there at westbound I-80 that trucks the road, and westbound 50 at Front Street. Looks like we got a mattress. Enid Live continues. Log on an email or at 1320leftchannel.com. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left.
I wanted it all.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the west, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Okay, here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A dose of the truth applied daily.
3:56 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about the campaigns, the various campaigns. Dan Walters talking about Phil Angelides. He says there's a new poll that puts Schwarzenegger at 53.6% among California voters who voted in the primary and general elections of 2002 and 2004, while Angelides is at 31.4. That's a wider margin than slightly older polls by the Field Institute and other polls. So it is not looking good. And the difference between Wesley and Angelides is that was a very vibrantly fought and feisty campaign battle. And every day you picked up charges, countercharges, slugfest, mud wrestling in the newspaper. And for some reason, the Angelides campaign is quiet, quiet, quiet. You see pictures of Arnold signing all this legislation that has Democratic backing. You see him with ha-ha-ha laughing pictures with Villaraigosa in Los Angeles. You see him with all kinds of Democrats flanking him, and it's a bill signing a day. You see him pretending to be a Democrat. Well, if you want a Democrat, I would
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320 Left Channel.
A deal on handling terror suspects.
I'm very proud of what we've accomplished today.
Walmart marks down many prescriptions to just $4 a refill.
It's awesome. I mean, $4 is $4.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney.
I want to thank the members of the United States Senate.
President Bush says the compromise reached today with key Senate Republicans will preserve the CIA program to interrogate suspected terrorists and get their secrets. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more.
After a nasty public squabble that divided President Bush from prominent Senate Republicans and his former Secretary of State Colin Powell, agreement was reached on how to treat and try detainees. Senator John McCain says it keeps American principles intact, rejects torture, and would let the president fight terrorists without backing away from the Geneva Convention.
The agreement that we've entered into gives the president the tools that he needs to continue to fight the war on terror and bring these evil people to justice.
Many details are still unclear, and there is no guarantee this bill will pass, but a major impasse has been broken. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The devil is in those details, says CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
This deal doesn't just have to pass the political test in Congress with members of the House and Democrats. It also has to ultimately pass legal muster, and that could include a review by the U.S. Supreme Court in June. Five justices said that Congress had to authorize the White House's tribunal plan, but that authorization and the plan itself still can't violate the Constitution, and right now that is the open question.
Now this.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss?
Exactly.
Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender
chicken garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer, like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot can solve your roofing problems with Timberland shingles from GAF, North America's number one roof. And in most areas, our home services experts can even install your new roof. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT today. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for license numbers.
The directions on many medications say shake well, and that's what Walmart did to the drug market today, announcing it will start selling nearly 300 generics at just $4 for a one-month supply.
This is a kickoff of a program that will roll into Florida and to as many places in the country as we can.
For some people, this means a savings of hundreds of dollars a month. As it does with other things it sells, Walmart is using its size to squeeze suppliers for lower prices. House Republicans have tentative agreement on low-cost prescription drugs from Canada. It would allow U.S. citizens to bring back a 90-day supply of medicine, but internet and mail-order purchases would still be illegal. New advice from the Centers for Disease Control. Everyone should be tested for the AIDS virus.
The new CDC guidelines really respond to an urgent need for new approaches to finding the quarter of a million Americans who have HIV and don't know they're infected.
That's the CDC's Julie Gerberding announcing the campaign to routinely test all Americans between the ages of 13 and 64. But some doctors worry about the cost of testing so many people not in high-risk groups. These are merely recommendations, and it's not clear whether medical insurance programs will go along. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
A former military intelligence officer claimed last year that before 9/11, a secret unit called Able Danger had identified four of the 19 hijackers and linked them to Al-Qaeda. Allegedly, Pentagon lawyers blocked the unit from telling the FBI what it knew. Today, a Pentagon report disputes those claims, saying there is no evidence that Able Danger had information that could have prevented the terrorist attacks. The 9/11 Commission called for new security standards for driver's licenses to prevent forgery and counterfeiting. Congress incorporated that recommendation in the Real ID Act of 2005. Now, the hard part.
It's going to affect just about everybody in the United States.
William Pound of the National Conference of State Legislatures says all of us will have to get new licenses.
Our estimate is that the costs over a five-year basis will be about $11 billion.
The law authorizes Congress to pay for the changeover but doesn't specify an amount. Insurgents in Iraq seem to be running out of suicide bombers. Iraq's defense ministry says insurgents have taken to kidnapping people, then letting them drive away in cars booby-trapped with explosives. The vehicles are detonated by remote control. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The world changed.
What can I do in 90 minutes? I don't know. A couple of loads of laundry.
90 minutes? I'd just lie on the couch and watch reruns.
I'd probably waste it chatting online.
In 90 minutes, you can do a lot of little things. Or you can give hope to people with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. People with ALS lose the ability to move, walk, and even breathe. In the U.S., every 90 minutes, someone new is diagnosed with ALS. And every 90 minutes, someone dies of ALS. But you can help by joining the walk to defeat ALS. The walk itself takes just about 90 minutes. And every step supports the ALS Association, providing care and hope for people with ALS.
I'm going to walk. My brother has ALS.
I'll walk because my wife has ALS.
I'll walk because people with ALS need help now.
Sign up for the Walk to Defeat ALS in your area. Register today at ALSA.org.
It's Radio in the Left Zone. You're listening to Eat It Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm back. My voice is recovering. I want to thank Charlie and the guys, Andy Sims and John Poswell for filling in for me, and I hope I can make it to 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We've been talking about a lot of things, and John Poswell, I know he talked about this, but I want to remind you of it. He has filed a Freedom of Information request for Congressman John T. Deep Doo Doo Doolittle's draft records. Oh! We want to find out how that chicken hawk, you know, waddled his way out of the draft when it came time to go to Vietnam. All these chicken hawks, they are the most militaristic of all. I think it's called compensation. Anybody who's a shrink out there, you can discuss it. 349-1320, always toll free, or 866-626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. We stream live, 1320, leftchannel.com, and all of my shows are archived on whiterosesociety.org. I want to remind you that there's a Rob Haswell picnic, free food, wonderful music, 1 to 6p at Camp Lotus in Coloma this Sunday, and our own Charlie Weiss is going to be emceeing it. Tomorrow, Bill Durston will join us live in studio. He is challenging that ridiculous Dan Lundgren. Bill is in the 3rd Congressional District. Bill is an ER doc. He is a Vietnam vet. He's been practicing medicine in Sacramento for more than 20 years. He has been president of Sacramento Chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility. Tuesday, live in studio, Alexander McCall Smith will join us. He has written the number one ladies detective agency series. He has a new series out called The Sunday Philosophy Club, brand new book in that series, The Right Attitude to Reign. He's in Sacramento because he's going to be giving a lecture at the Crest Theater, California Lectures, and that's on Wednesday night and Friday. Live in studio, Biba Caggiano, whose restaurant is perhaps the finest in all of Sacramento, has a new book out. Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities. And it looks like a splendid cookbook to me. It looks like quite a splendid book. We've been talking about politics, and we have been talking about Phil Angelides and the campaign that seems to be overdosing on Sominex. And I want to move it along, although you're free to comment on all that. I really hope I'm wrong about it. I hope Phil's campaign gets a major kickstart with this infusion of money from some of these labor unions. But 40-some days out, unless Arnold makes a major misstep, and you know, here's how you win at tennis. You win at tennis by making fewer errors than your opponent. That is how you do it. So as long as Arnold doesn't make any serious errors, and as long as Phil's campaign doesn't have as much money and is asleep at the wheel, Arnold will most likely win. But should Arnold say something or do something untoward? Should there be some sort of an incident? Should Phil have an unexpected injection of adrenaline or some other substance? It could be a horse race. So I guess nobody wants to say it's over before it's over. And the fat lady isn't singing yet, but you know what? The fat lady is warming up her lungs in those plus-size department somewhere, and it's not looking good for Phil. Still, you need to help him volunteer, donate monies to the campaign. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And as I said, John Doolittle appears on the hit parade, the 20 most corrupt members of Congress. There's John Deep Doolittle right there. And if we are talking about corruption, here it is. Ohio Representative Bob Ney could be sentenced to 27 months in prison, and this is he has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges that he accepted free trips, meals, and drinks from now disgraced, and that's one word, now disgraced, I don't think they mean it that way, but it has become one word, now disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff, and gambling chips worth thousands of dollars from a Syrian businessman. Next month, a federal judge is expected to sentence Bob Ney to as many as 27 months in prison. However, and listen to this, however, Ney, 52, will collect his pension because the Senate and the House could not agree on a sweeping package of lobbying and ethics reform. Even though he voted 4 months ago, Bob Ney voted 4 months ago to deny pension benefits to members of Congress convicted of a felony relating to their official duties. Bob Ney will still be eligible to receive his congressional pension after he serves his prison sentence. Let me tell you something. I think it is completely outrageous when you have whored yourself out as a elected official, and to the extent where you are now headed to the federal pokey for, you know, I don't know how many years here, more than two and change, could be longer than that. Could be papers reporting as many as 27 months in prison. When you have sold yourself this way, you should not get a penny, a pension. That should be part of your punishment. You know what? Get a job. Go wind up working in the mall like everybody who got screwed in the Enron scandal and thought that they had a retirement portfolio and then found out that they had nothing left and they were going back to work in the mall for a minimum wage. Let Bob Ney find some other line of work than to collect that massive pension while he is in the pokey. I mean, this or eventually, I don't know how old he has to be to collect his pension, but this is just... I mean, this is outrageous that these people are committing crimes, selling their office, and they still get their pensions. I mean, tax dollars should not pay one penny of pension. A member of Congress can collect a pension worth as much as 80% of his or her $165,000 salary. We don't think that Ney's pension is going to be that lucrative. He has served 12 years in the House and cannot even begin to collect his pension until he reaches age 56, so he's 52 now, so in 4 years, if he lives long enough in prison, if he doesn't become somebody's bitch. And if he begins collecting his pension before age 62, he would receive a reduced amount of money. So if he can keep alive in the pokey, he collects at the right year level, he can collect as much as 80% of his $165,000 congressional salary. So that means that he could get as much as $130,000 and change, right? 349, 1320. What are your thoughts about that? Because here was the legislation pending, and he voted for it. He voted for legislation that would revoke pension or deny pension benefits to members of Congress who were convicted of a felony relating to their official duties. And that describes this man to a T. And because the House and Senate could not agree on a sweeping package of lobbying and ethics reform, nothing happened, and the old rules are still in place. And that means that lucky Bob Ney, well, not so lucky because he's getting hauled off to the pokey, but he's only getting hauled off to the pokey for as long as 27 months, Bob Ney gets to collect his pension. Should he be allowed to collect his pension? 349, 1320. 866, 626, 1320. Even though, according to the law, he gets his pension. I mean, there's got to be some way where they can just snatch it out of his grabby clutches. And what does he need a pension for anyway? He's been stealing all this money on the taxpayer's dime from people like Abramoff. He probably has a lot of money salted away somewhere. And maybe he thinks it's not a bad trade-off to spend 27 months behind bars in order to have raked in as much money as he has. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has been our guest, is going to be writing an article. He wrote a piece in Rolling Stone. Was the 2004 election stolen? He is preparing to write an article exploring if the 2006 election can be hacked. Well, I think I know the answer to that question. In the upcoming issue of Rolling Stone, environmental lawyer RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., along with award-winning writer Dick Russell, deepens his investigation into America's electoral process and following the debacle of the 2000 presidential election, touchscreen voting machines promised to make voting as easy and reliable as withdrawing cash from an ATM. You know, doesn't that sound like what they tell you in those infomercials at 3 o'clock in the morning? They make everything sound so possible. You know, hair will spring back to life on your scalp. You will lose weight miraculously overnight. You'll be 20 pounds lighter when you wake up in the morning. And, oh, these creams that you can put on your face, you're going to look 20 years younger, too. All of this at no extra charge. It all looks so possible. Oh, and these solutions clean your house. You don't even have to do it. It'll do it for you. You don't have to do a thing. You wake up in the morning, you're 20 pounds lighter, you're 20 years younger, you got hair sprouting from the top of your scalp where there was previously a desert, and your house is spotless. All for $19.95. But wait, there's more. 349, 1320, 866, 626, 1320. We were told that e-voting was intended. What happened was Diebold did a patch on some equipment, I believe, in Georgia. They should have informed election officials. They never did it. The patch was intended allegedly to fix the system. It never fixed the system. Georgia law mandates that any change made in voting machines be certified by the state. But Diebold concocted an arrangement where that was bypassed. The company was essentially allowed to certify itself. It was an unauthorized patch, and they were trying to keep it secret from the state. I say all of this because, you know, are you looking at gas prices? They're like 50 cents a gallon now, practically. Well, not that good, but what did I see? 250 something, I think, on the way in today. This just in from the Washington Post. House Republicans have agreed to prohibit customs agents from seizing prescription drugs that Americans buy in Canada and bring it back into the U.S. All of this, what does all this have in common? It's all in time for the elections. They're getting the machines ready so that they can steal the elections. They're putting voting restrictions in place so that they can restrict who votes, and mainly this restricts Democrats. Drug imports set to be eased. You know, just a few weeks ago, the government, which was turning a blind eye to the importation of meds from Canada, suddenly started cracking down. Cracking, now they're uncracking. They're off a crack, and they're not cracking down anymore. The drug imports set to be eased, and of course Walmart always trying to get PR for good PR for itself, and this is a nice thing. They're introducing an experiment for 30 days, all generic drugs, I guess, $4. A 30-day supply, all generics, $4. Not a bad idea. 349-1320, 866-620-613-20. Jones, in Stockton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. I'm glad to hear you're back on the air, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
And I just called because I'm so glad you are on the air. I don't have a feud with the fellas in the morning, and I know you're not going to say anything bad about them because, well, you work there, and I understand that. But I have called them a couple of times and said, we need to start talking about the issues that are going to win this election. And they say, oh, you have a very good idea. You know, it's a very good point. And they go right back to, you know, talking about flag burning and gay bashing. In other words, they're carrying Karl Rove's water for him. And
oh, they're not doing that, I have to tell you.
I don't think they intend to do it.
No. You know, and here's the thing. When you're doing a talk show, if I may say, it is so idiosyncratic a medium. It's so idiosyncratic a thing that you're doing. You're doing a combination of what interests you, what you resonate with, what is happening, because it's news, it's news talk, it's politics, for me it's gossip, culture, high-low pop, it's everything, it's scandal, I mean we do it all here, but it's that unique blend, and so they do what they do, and I do what I do, and I don't know what issues you think we should be talking about. What do you think we should be talking about, Jones?
I think we should be talking about the kitchen table issues, the progressive populist issues, the issues that...
Well, specifically, which issues?
Okay, well, very simply, we should be talking about education, we should be talking about the support of corporate welfare. We should be talking about working people being able to make a living in what they do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And
we talk about that every single day in one form or another. I mean, there's always some aspect of it that happens, and I think they do as well, but they do it probably in a more idiosyncratic way than... I mean, everybody does it very idiosyncratic. They're great guys, you know.
I'm sure you're right. You know them, I don't. I'm just reminded of two other guys on the radio, Armstrong and Getty.
Mm-hmm.
And these two boys, I wouldn't trust them to tell me what time it is. I'm talking about Armstrong and Getty. But they said something one day in one of their cynical moments when they were telling the truth. They talked about an insurance agent they knew, and they said the guy took them to the state fair, and he said, look around you, look at the people eating the corn dogs, you know, these are the people who vote. And that's the truth. It's just
I think the people eating the corn dogs are the people who don't vote.
Oh, you know what? I hope you're right.
I don't know. I'm not sure. And by the time they're finished with those corn dogs, boy, the paramedics better be standing by with a Pepto-Bismol drip or statins, because you could just conk out from one of those corn dogs.
The only thing is...
I think we should send some of those corn dogs to Arnold. Pump him up even further.
If you've seen any of the recent pictures of him on the beach, you'd know he's probably had one or two already. But the upshot of it is, I'm looking at the numbers the way you're looking at them, and I'm saying there's something wrong with the Democratic approach to the gubernatorial campaign in California today. and I want this to be.
All right, so what should Phil do? What would you do if you were concocting the alarm clock that would wake up that campaign? What would it consist of? Besides, I know they need money, but beyond that, I'll tell you what they are lacking. They are lacking imagination, and they are lacking boldness. And I don't know how you inject imagination. You've got to get people who have imagination around you and know how to run these campaigns and are swift and are solid, and they just step on the gas. That's what you need.
And they need to stop being afraid. They need to realize they're already losing. They have nothing.
They got nothing to lose except, yeah, that's exactly what you are. Jones, you have absolutely said it. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you, Enid. Now, here's the traffic. We have several accidents, and let's see where we're going to start with. Garfield Avenue at Engel. We have a two-car crash eastbound 50 Stockton Boulevard. 49 in New Airport. That is stopping the traffic. Calvine Road and Cliffcrest. Stanley Drive and Virginia. And it looks like Watt Avenue in Alberta. Now we have a hit and run. Garfield Avenue and Meremeth. And our only hit and run today. Bravo, Sacramento drivers. Tonight, lows 55. Highs coming up tomorrow, 91. 79. Enid Live continues at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh farm foods grown in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids. Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey. Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever Jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever Jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more.
The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom From War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
/4:27 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about whether Bob Ney ought to be able to collect his neigh. Doesn't he sound like a horse? Neigh! It sounds like a neigh. He's a neigh-sayer. He is collecting his pension even though he could be doing up to 27 months in the federal pokey for disgracing himself as a congressman. And he's part of the Jack Abramoff spinoff of, funneling money, selling his office for money, and so on. So, because there is legislation that he voted for to deny a government pension, a congressional pension, if a congressman is convicted of a felony relating to their official duties. But guess what? The House and the Senate couldn't reconcile this legislation, and so nothing has happened. We're also talking about the gubernatorial campaign. I don't understand why it's not exactly, Phil's campaign is not exactly in low drive. It seems to be in no drive. So if somebody can tell me why that is, I'd love to hear about it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Mike in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
I tuned in the last couple of days. You weren't there, and I got worried. Anyway.
Well, I'm back. I'm resurrected here.
Oh, you weren't Mike Malloy. That's good.
No.
Anyway, on the campaign, I don't understand what's wrong with Angelides. Today in the Sacramento Bee, the governor was quoted on the subject of prisons, saying that his former agency secretary, when he voiced a concern about discussions between the union and Arnold's staff people, that Arnold said that was nonsense. Now, why Angelini's hasn't picked up on that, I really don't.
I'm not getting your point. There's something that Arnold said that was ridiculous, and Angelini's hasn't called him on it. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. The governor stuck to...
There are many things that Arnold says that are completely ridiculous. And look, the prison system is in receivership. It's in a hideous meltdown. And I think it seems to me Phil could make capital out of that. Instead, he was having, front porch meetings about autistic children. Well, okay, this is nice, and we certainly want to solve the problems of autism. Children, but you want some sizzle. You want to get some ink. You want to get some front page headlines. You got to ask the governor what his position is on Iraq, and what his position. Why has anybody asked the governor that from the Democratic campaign?
I agree with you. The Sacramento Bee's board, editorial board, met with Arnold Schwarzenegger for over an hour yesterday.
How do you know that?
I know that.
Okay.
And only 10 minutes of this was in regards to, or less, the prison system. There were all kinds of other things discussed. I'm optimistic that the Sacramento Bee is going to be giving us information that we need. That is, that good citizens need to make a decision.
All right, wait a minute. Have they interviewed, has Phil Angelides come before the paper's editorial board yet?
Not to my knowledge, no.
And I imagine they will give him as much time, don't you?
I would hope so.
And if you were a betting man, if you were looking in the tea leaves, Mike, who do you think the paper would endorse?
I don't think they would endorse Governor Schwarzenegger. That's just my position, and I think they share it, but not for the same reasons. Because I don't endorse Angelini's either. So, my point is that, and you have said it many times on your program, where is the campaign? This feels so much like Kerry.
Can I tell you, it feels worse than Kerry. It feels worse than Carrie because you pick up the paper. Let this be a homework assignment to everybody. You pick up the paper and just scan the headlines on page 1, page 3 of the B. Because those are where the typical big local political stories, or even look in the San Francisco Chronicle. But 1 and 3, pages 1 and 3 of the B in the A section. And I'm not saying it's like the Angelides campaign is pretty much invisible. When it's mentioned by people like Dan Walters, who's saying he's trailing even further. It's mentioned in some sort of a negative way by a commentator. But the campaign itself is not making news. And even I saw that the labor unions were springing for more money for the campaign. And I think I read it in the Chronicle. I'm not sure. I saw that story in the B. Maybe it was in the B and I missed it, but I saw it in the Chronicle. And the campaign itself, my God, we are quite a media outlet right here. And we cover quite a large area. And guess what? I don't get anything from their campaign. I got it for about 5 minutes because I complained about it on the air. Somebody from the campaign called Bob Mulholland, who called in one day as Bob from Sacramento. And I said, are you Bob Mulholland? Yes. And for a while I was getting stuff. Now I'm getting nothing. I mean, you would think that they would try to get as much free ink and air as they possibly can. And it's not happening.
Well, Enid, please continue to voice this view.
I think I'm supporting him. I'm encouraging people to support the campaign, but there is something structurally wrong. There's no rapid response. They got themselves backed into the corner on those dopey Schwarzenegger saying Bonnie Garcia was hot incident, and they didn't. You know, they could have had fun with it. It could have been witty. It could have been feisty. None of that is happening. And when Phil disappeared, you know, until just recently, it's like, you know, why? Were there health issues? What's the story?
Well, there are real issues for the future of Californians, our children and our grandchildren. And this election is a huge turning point. And I appreciate all that you're doing. I don't support Phil Angelides, but...
Well, then who are you going to vote for? Who are you going
to
vote for?
Efforts to bring the voters to a level of understanding that they have to...
Well, Mike, I thank you for your kind words about me, but who are you going to vote for?
Well, my conscience has got me voting for Peter Cameo.
Well, I think it's very... Well, I don't know. Maybe a vote for Peter Cameo could be a vote for Arnie, but it's your, you know, it's your vote, it's your conscience, and I do, but I do appreciate your insights on the editorial board. I thank you very much for calling. 349-1320. It opens up a line. We have one line open. Jeff in Placerville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Enid. I think that they're waiting till the end to launch a huge campaign so that the Republicans have less time to spin what he says.
You know, can I tell you what they said about John Kerry? Here's what they said when it looked so lame for Kerry. Everyone said, hey, don't worry. He's a closer. He always brings it home. This guy is a closer. It's what all of us say who don't want our candidate to lose. And the candidate looks as listless as Bob Dole without his Viagra. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. John in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I am well, John. Thank you.
Okay.
Or weller.
We talked about Phil and Steve Wesley before.
Yes.
Way back. I was a big Wesley supporter, and my belief was that the developers put all their money in to defeat Wesley, get him out of the way, and they could give a darn whether Phil beats Arnold or not.
Because why?
Well, because they want unlimited development, unlimited growth in California.
Well, you know who
from either one.
You know who Arnold's biggest contributors are.
Our developers, just
yes.
like Phil's.
Yes.
Just like Phil's. And it's,
I don't know if Phil's biggest contributors are developers or not. I do not know that, but I do know that's...
In the primary, we're developers, but it's...
Well, now, in this race, he's hurting for money.
Yeah, I think that they're not going to have to donate any money now that they've gotten rid of Wesley. And
I think his big money...
I'm going to vote my conscience and vote for Cameo.
Well, God bless you, but I have a feeling that a vote for Cameo could be a vote for Arnold, but it's your call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Bill, in Nevada City. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Bill.
I have to agree with you. Anybody who votes for Cameo is a vote for Arnold.
Now, how does that work, Bill? Because I'm only saying
because
that intuitively.
Otherwise, they would probably vote for Angelides. In other words, Angelides, I think, is a little more liberal than... Arnold, but maybe not too much more. Maybe he's Arnold mild. I don't know. But you ask, what would I do if I was running Arnold's campaign?
Arnold or Phil's?
Excuse me, I mean Angelita's campaign.
Okay, what would you do?
One, I would continue these ads which shows Arnold supporting George Bush on TV. I think that strikes home. But I would have a few more ads in addition to that. And there's two things that I think he should do that would bring him the election home. One, excoriate Arnold for his veto of the single-payer health care bill. Come on strong.
Right.
Rake him over the coals.
Right.
Two, say that I will use all the authority I have as governor, just like Arnold did on the car tax, which frankly is the only thing Arnold did that I like, but that's another issue. I would say I will bring the troops, the California National Guard, home from Iraq. I am against Iraq. I am against Bush's folly in Iraq. I'll bring them home, and I'll prohibit, to the extent that I can, any California Guard personnel going to Iraq.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here. And I think, Phil, just there was some sort of a press release which somebody sent me, and I don't have my hands on it at the moment. But along the lines of he was going to subscribe to HMOs, and it's going to HMOs for everybody here in California, and it was going to save people a lot of money. And I'll dig it out. I'll dig it out. But one of you sent it to me. But in any event, he doesn't have money for ads. That's the trouble. He doesn't have the money for ads. That's why the campaign has to get creative and either begin to solicit more money in a more productive way, and or, in addition, in tandem, they've got to be getting other publicity besides the paid publicity. And this is where headlines, this is where PR, this is where all of this, where you say something so bold that it's got to be covered, this is where the campaign is lacking. And Willie Brown made a very astute observation, too. He said he wouldn't go to sleep until after the election in November were it his campaign, and he talked about how you bring in that big money. You have got people constantly in there raking in those big donations, and either it's not happening or the outcome has not been successful. Bill, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather is nice and breezy today. We're going to get lows right around 55. Highs coming up tomorrow. Maybe near 90, 89, 90. We're at 79 here in the River City. Eastbound 50, just west of Harbor Boulevard, we have a vehicle in the roadway. A couple of accidents, a little crashes. No injuries, though, at westbound 50, just west of 65th. Looks like we have one at Garfield Avenue and Angle Road stopping traffic. A hit and run at Garfield Avenue and Marmouth. And a two-car crash, Watt Avenue in Alberta and Iselton Road and Andreas Island. That emergency vehicles are there stopping the lane. Enid Live continues. You can log on at 1320leftchannel.com and give Enid a quick email if you have something to say. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at apapa.org. That address again is apapa.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Thank you.
complaining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it, extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is, riding on the bus with poor people. New rule, call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320. Live from the left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I'm yours until 7. We're talking about a lot of things, politics and our usual flea market of ideas, and we're talking a lot about the Phil Angelides campaign and exactly where is it. It seems to be in hiding somewhere. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Nancy and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I had a couple points to make. One was, I'm pretty much a contributor to the Democratic Party, but I get emails all the time asking for donations, and I cannot donate to the party anymore when I don't know what they stand for. You know, nobody's out talking. Nobody's out, telling what the Republicans are doing that is so outlandish. Why don't they get up and start talking? What's wrong with them?
Well, I am with you on that. They have nothing. Well, maybe they think they have a lot to lose, and their approach has been timid all the way through. There were a lot of Democrats in office who knew that going to Iraq was the wrong thing to do, and they didn't want to stand out, and they didn't want to be a naysayer, and they didn't want to say this, and they didn't want to say that. And for some reason, it's like a big plastic bag has come over them and muted them.
I don't understand it. They've got so much that they can talk about that this administration has done that's so outlandish, and they could just, make people wake up, and they won't do it.
I know, and people are furious. There are so many of us that are just furious, and we're looking for somebody who sounds like he or she has a spine and sounds credible, has good ideas, bold, and is willing to march forward.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do for governor? You're going to have to vote for Phil. What are your choices?
Yeah, not many. I'm so mad. I wanted to vote for him, and I'm so mad now. I don't even want to give him my vote.
No, you got to give him your vote. You don't have a choice about it. You have to do it. You just have to hold your nose and give him your vote.
I know. I'm going to have to do that, but I think a lot of people aren't, and it's kind of scary.
Well, a lot of people want to be associated with a winner, and a lot of Democrats have convinced themselves that Arnold is sort of like a Democrat. He really is not a Democrat. He really is an ally of Bush, although he doesn't want to be seen anywhere near Bush. And the moment the election is over, you're going to see exactly how much of a Republican Arnold is. That's what you're going to see. And then everybody's going to bitch, and they're going to be so sad, and they're going to feel like they were seduced and abandoned, and that's what's going to happen. Your goddess is giving you the goddess game plan. She knows. She's been in the front trenches of being single her whole life, so she knows how this scummy little scenario plays itself out.
Right. Well, they set down his propositions and handedly, and I'm hoping that the Democrats band together and get him out of office.
Yes, well, it's not looking like that's the way it's going. The Democrats are happy to have him in office, and then the world is made safe for Villaraigosa 4 years hence, and he barely is supporting Angelides. And Fabian is, theoretically, a big advisor to Angelides, but every other picture is with Arnold, so.
No, I think there's a deal that's been cut there. I hate to say it, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it sounds like it, but still, you got to vote for the right person. Nancy, I thank you very much for the call. Here this morning in Los Angeles. Now, this is a good move, except, and I hope it gets a lot of press tomorrow. This morning in Los Angeles, Phil unveiled a plan to put state government back on the side of middle-class families and businesses by prohibiting HMOs from spending more than 10% of health care premiums on wasteful and excessive HMO overhead, excessive payouts and profits. The plan would cut health care costs for families, businesses, and government agencies by $4 billion and save more than 12 million Californians an average of about $300 a year. Well, can I say something here? I just glanced quickly at the proposal before I went on the air. And this isn't bold enough. This is, you know, this is chiseled away at a few nickels and a few dimes. Why doesn't he plan some kind of a health plan measure that everybody can get insurance? Why isn't he nailing Arnold for not signing Sheila Kuehl's bill that would give universal health care in California, single payer universal health care in California? I have not heard Phil's position on this. And chiseling away, you know, nickel and diming away these excessive costs at HMOs, fine. Fine, that's nice, but that's not bold enough. Phil, you got to do better than that. Was a deal cut? You tell me, was a deal cut? Is Phil going to get some big job out of this? I don't know. I hope not. I hope I'm just being, my novelistic imagination is going to town, but you almost thought that he was taking a dive somewhere along the line. 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. The prison fix, $600 million. A federal court official signaled that he's ready to sock the state with hundreds of millions of dollars in new construction and operational costs as a down payment toward fixing prison health care system. Here's what Arnold has done for the prison health care system so far. He's managed to squirrel away legislation in a bill that will more than double the head of the prison system's salary. And this is somebody who was called a bean counter. People who are really good have walked away because everybody wants to micromanage what's going on, and nobody has really fixed it, and Arnold promised to fix it, and he hasn't done anything, and he doesn't even have a plan. So here it is. It's going to cost us $600 million. I mean, this is a guy who plays a leader, but he's not a real leader. Give him a script, and he can pretend he's a leader. He's got celebrity, so, you know, the cameras, the minute he walks into a room, oh, don't ask. The cameras go nuts. But is he a real leader? If you're a real leader, he'd roll up his sleeves and try to fix some of these less glamorous problems. And they are less glamorous, but they relate to infrastructure. Dale, in Rockland. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dale.
Hello, Enid. I'm glad you're back on the radio again.
Thank you.
You know, if Phil wanted to be a leader, if he wanted to be, make his presence known, he'd be out having town meetings every night. I mean, what's this guy doing 9 to 5 every day? I know you're working, I'm working, but what's he doing?
I don't know, but what he is doing, whatever he's doing every day, it should be something that generates headlines every day. Now, wait, what's the date today? Does anybody know what the date is? Today's the 21st. You know what? This proposal, his HMO proposal, I see is dated the 20th. So it's from yesterday, and I didn't see anything about it in the newspaper, so this didn't generate any ink.
I mean, he should be out at a town meeting in L.A., in Hollywood, in Sacramento, in Roseville, Rockland. He should be hitting everybody.
Yeah, but the town meetings are too small. It's too many. It's too few people. He should be out there with such bold proposals that everybody hears his name and he sounds good, and they'll say, oh, I think I'll vote for him. That's what it ought to be also.
You don't think if Phil Angelides pulled up his bus into downtown Rockland and set up had a town meeting that there'd be media coverage? If Arnold pulled up his bus in Rockland, I guarantee you.
Can I tell you what one big media analyst said? She said there was a big press conference that Arnold had in Los Angeles. Three TV crammers showed up when Arnold came by. There were more than a dozen. So maybe nobody's coming around when his bus pulls up.
Well, thanks for giving me a chance to get my 2 cents out there.
Well, you're welcome, Dale, and do it again. Thanks very much for the call. There's a line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together. From the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Enid Live, we do have a little bit of wind going on outside. If you step outside, it's just beautiful. Lows tonight right around 55. Highs coming up 89. We're at 79 in our traffic. Southbound 99 is going very slow right there by Fruit Ridge Road and Mack Road. I-5 and J Street. we have a little slow traffic. Northbound I-5 just south of 3rd Street. It's a little slow in a three-car crash. Two-car crash at Garfield Avenue and Engel, and a hit-and-run at Garfield Avenue and Marmot. That is stopping traffic. It looks like emergency vehicles are over there. We also have a hit-and-run at Ardeley Court and Kiefer Boulevard. Lisa West here. We'll be back with more Enid Live at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you struggling with too much credit?
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Miss Romney,
what drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy.
See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Tourists, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club, and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly.
Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots, and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play, bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA Four Diamond Casino Resort. Just join the Cash Club, and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit cashcreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
To Enid now,
349-1320.
4:55 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Let's go right to the phones. Ken in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Ken.
Can we play Conspiracy Corner for a moment?
Oh, our favorite little game. What's happening in Conspiracy Corner today, Ken?
Well, it's funny that you brought up that it seems like Phil kind of maybe took a dive, because it kind of feels like that, and you're the first person outside of my realm of little strange people to actually say that, and particularly Phil kind of dropped off the map after the Rovians showed up with Schwarzenegger. These are the same guys that have access to all the NSA phone records, and do they have any dirt on Phil?
In Conspiracy Corner today, that didn't resonate with me, that they've got, I wondered if were there health issues, because, you know, there was that feisty a really hard-fought primary with Wesley.
Right.
And then you figure, all right, he's going to rest up for a week or two, and then he's going to step on the gas and go back at it. But he seemed to have disappeared for those crucial weeks.
See, that was about the same time that the Rove guys showed up for the Schwarzenegger campaign. I don't know whether they have info or not, but it's just like, you know, were you promised
all right, if we
on
were,
the side?
If we were going to really tease this conspiracy thread out and get a good little thriller out of it, or at least a mini series, what would be the ways? Now, Phil is smart. He is, I always thought of him as principled. He when he was on the CalPERS board, he made corporate America do things that were the right things to do. What could possibly tempt a man like that? Let's assume that there are no health issues involved. What could possibly tempt a man like that?
Well, see, that's the exact same question I have, and that's why I have to think, geez, man, did they get some dirt on you? Because you seem to have a backbone and some morals. What the hell happened?
I don't know. I mean, did they promise him some great, you know, job for life, ambassador to every place forever?
Well, I don't know. All I can tell the Democrats that are going to vote for Schwarzenegger is, you know, don't be surprised that if he becomes a Nazi after he gets into office and all this bipartisan stuff goes right to the side and he goes far right.
Well, I don't know if he's going to go far right, but he's going to revert to what he is.
Okay.
And what he is a Republican. But we will have, thank you, Ken, and we'll have another installment of Conspiracy Corner sometime.
What you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. The standoff between the White House and three Republican senators ended today with a compromise on rules for the interrogation and trial of suspected terrorists. CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
This paves the way for Congress to pass and the president to sign.
Clears the way for the U.S. to capture, detain, and interrogate terrorists. Further, the measure creates military commissions to put those he calls ruthless killers on trial. At the White House insistence, the bill does not entitle defendants to have access to classified material unless it is presented by prosecutors, which the White House considers most unlikely.
Two developments today will make prescription drugs more affordable for many Americans. Walmart announced it will start selling nearly 300 generic drugs for just $4 a month. And CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv reports Congress seems ready to relax the restrictions on medicine from Canada.
A rare defeat for lobbyists from the pharmaceutical industry if this measure does pass, and now House Republicans have agreed to go along. U.S. citizens crossing the border from Canada will be allowed to carry a 90-day supply of prescription drugs. There have been complaints recently about U.S. border control officers confiscating medicines bought at low prices from Canadian drugstores.
Shannon Torres, accused of kidnapping an infant and slashing the child's mother, was brought to court in Franklin County, Missouri today.
Mrs. Torres, anything to say to the baby's family?
She had nothing to say outside, and when she stood handcuffed and shaking before the judge, Torres barely whispered her not guilty plea. The child was found unharmed and returned to her parents late Tuesday. Authorities say Torres claims she snatched the baby after suffering a miscarriage, but they found no evidence to substantiate that. Two more American soldiers have died in Iraq, one killed yesterday by a roadside bomb in northern Baghdad, another today in Anbar province. The bodies of more than three dozen Iraqis were found dumped in the streets of Baghdad today. Many had been tortured. New York City's chief medical examiner tells the families of 9/11 victims that he's resuming efforts to identify remains. Dr. Charles Hirsch credits recent advances in the technique for extracting DNA from bone. CBS's Phil Hirschhorn.
Families who haven't had any human remains, and it's about half of them, will certainly be pleased if Dr. Hirsch and the New York City Medical Examiner comes through with further identifications. For many of them, it's what they've been waiting for what some would call closure.
The Dow lost 79 points today, closing at 11,533. The Nasdaq down 15. This is CBS News.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot. I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pains?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
General Motors, a new level of strength, a new level of quality, a new level of confidence. Introducing the GM 100,000-mile warranty. That's 8 brands and 80 models with 100,000 miles or 5 years of limited powertrain coverage. Learn more at GM.com or visit your local GM dealer.
A little-notice provision in a law passed by Congress last year will require all of us to get new tamper-proof driver's licenses. And that, reports CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick, could be a real hassle.
Getting a driver's license is often frustrating, but some rules which may take effect soon...
It will clearly slow down the driver's licensing process significantly.
Those new federal rules may require the information you submit for your driver's license be verified, and you thought the lines at the local DMV were long now.
It may require that the license won't be issued on a single visit.
William Pound of the National Conference on State Legislatures, which has just released a report showing the new changes could also cost as much as $11 billion. Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
TV or not TV? It's hardly a question at all anymore. Nielsen Media Research says the average American home now has more TVs than people. Half of all households have three sets or more, and the average person watches 4 hours and 35 minutes a day. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Need a new roof? The Home Depot.
New rule number one, no more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate and then up your... All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the Truth. AM 1320.
Now, 349-1320.
Six minutes after five. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I'm glad to be back, and I want to thank again Charlie Weiss and John Foswell and Andy Sims for filling in for me while I was gone, nursing this cold and this voice back to life. You don't really realize the importance of having a voice until you kind of lose it or misplace it for a while. You can't even talk on the telephone because it hurts, and it probably hurts even worse to listen to it. So I am just thrilled to be back, and I want to thank Lisa West, and I want to thank Charlie and Rachel and Lauren for my nice little birthday party today. Thank you very much. It was a surprise birthday party. And I pinned the tail on the donkey. Well, I would have pinned the tail on the donkey, but the donkey's in Washington right now. And I just, and they won't let me anywhere near them. 349-1320, or toll free 866-626-1320 is the number. AM 1320. Or 1320leftchannel.com is our email address. You can email me. I'm sorry, it's our website. See, I'm a little bit too much mucus in my head, I think. 1320leftchannel.com is the webpage, and you can email me, enid@kctc.com. Your homework assignment remains unchanged, and you have to tell three to five. You have to tell three to five. You must. You are, it is demanded of you. You are ordered to tell three to five people every single day that Enid Live is here, and that AM 1320 is here, and that they can start their morning with Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort, and listen to all this great programming all the way through. Really smart. Sometimes very funny, sometimes very enlightening, sometimes often very compelling programming, the kind of thing that we've thought that we have lost forever on radio. But no, we are here, and aren't we lucky that there is an option here to all the conservative talk radio, remaining 99.9% talk radio, continues to be conservative. Tomorrow, Bill Durston will be joining me live in the studio, and thank God he's an ER doc, so if we all conk out, he'll be right there to revive us. He is challenging Dan Lundgren, in the 3rd Congressional District. Durston is a Vietnam vet. He's an ER doc. He's practiced medicine in Sacramento for more than 20 years. He was president of Sacramento Chapter of Physicians for Social Responsibility until he decided to challenge Lundgren. So I have not met him. I have not seen him. But he sounds like a terrific guy, and I want to take my measure of him. And so he's going to be live with us in studio tomorrow, Tuesday, live with us in studio, Alexander McCall Smith. I love his books. The most unlikely bestsellers, beginning with the number one ladies detective agency. And here's the thing you don't know about Alexander McCall Smith. He's actually, I think that's a law professor. I think he specializes in medical malpractice. He's married to a doctor. He teaches in Edinburgh at the university, and he's written many textbooks. And he is, I mean, the kind of prolific writer. He has written 5 zillion books. Zillion. They just come out of him. And he had written many, many, many books, and none of them had really, you know, and he had the gig as a professor and teaching and an attorney and so on. And then suddenly, in a very underground way, the number one ladies detective agency, it was one of these word-of-mouth phenomena, published first in England, and then people began to tell each other about it, and then you could begin to get it in this country, and very, very slow, and then it just ballooned. And I heard about it. I think I saw a piece in the paper one day about what an underground sensation it had become. And I decided, gee, a detective story set in Botswana, Africa, involving the main character, a woman named Precious Ramatswi, who runs the only detective agency in all of Botswana. So it's called the number one ladies detective agency. And I thought, well, how has he made this work? I'm dying to see what he has done with this. Well, it is completely delightful. Very, very, very charming. And the whole series has taken off. And as a result of it, his whole life, I think, has probably been seriously transformed. I don't know if he's still teaching, but he has another series out on the Sunday what's it called, the Sunday Philosophy Club series, starring Isabel Dalhousie. And the new book in that series is Right Attitude to Rain. He's in town on Wednesday. Well, he'll be with us live in studio on Tuesday, but he's in town on Wednesday as part of the California Lecture Series, and he will be appearing live at the Crest Theater. So if you don't have your ticket, you better get one. I don't know if they're sold out. I think they might be, but you might check. And Friday, Biba Caggiano will be with us live in studio. She owns, I think, the best restaurant in Sacramento, Biba's. Her new book, Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid City. And she is always a delight. So I'm looking forward to all these guests. 349-1320, as I said, 866-620-6-1320. We have been talking about, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about Doolittle being on the 20 list of most corrupt congressmen, the hit parade that you really don't want to be on. We've been talking about Wes Clark having endorsed Charlie Brown. Rob Haswell called in. He's got a picnic, and you can go on Sunday, 1 to 6 in Coloma. Charlie will be emceeing, and there's going to be music and food and all kinds of good stuff. We've also been talking about the gubernatorial campaign, Arnold and Phil, and all these stories coming out of the Los Angeles Times and other places. It's like, where's Phil? The smart money is saying he's not going to make it. And yet they all say, because no one wants to be nailed wrong, there could be anything that can come up. And yet, Arnold could still, or Phil could still pull it out if he does A, B, and C. Well, the big labor unions are going to give him some money. The one reporter in Los Angeles thinks it's going to be in the $15 million neighborhood. It's been reported that it probably will be $25 million or less. Will that be enough? Arnold's just raking in money left and right, signing ceremonies left and right, and so on. We've been talking about what a mess the prisons are. And here are prison jobs that give inmates access to identity data. Where? What was anybody thinking, if anything, if they were thinking at all? California prisoners have revealed the dangers of letting inmates get access to other people's social security numbers, according to federal investigators. Oh, like this is new. In 13 states, prisoners can do data entry, document scanning, and other work that potentially provides them with the personal ID numbers of people. A security breach at a California prison shows what can happen next. Like we can't imagine what can happen next. Use your imagination. You want prisoners having access to your social security number as part of their work doing data entry? All right, here's what happened. One California prisoner who had confidential records in his possession, reportedly asked an inmate serving time for identity theft to teach him how to use the information. Investigators for the Social Security Administration's Office of Inspector General noted recently. Now, you know what we've got in our prisons in California? Here's what we've got. We've got warehousing. We don't have much in the way of rehab going on, very little, almost nothing. So that when you do your time and most people get out and move in right next door to you or right across the street from you, what they come out with are advanced degrees in criminal behavior. And here is a lovely example. These are a lot of people who have an awful lot of time on their hands to do. They got time to do and time on their hands. And they get really, really creative. So, one California prisoner had these confidential records in his possession, and he knocked next on the cell next door and asked an inmate serving time for identity theft to teach him how to use that information. So, these problems have prompted North Carolina to stop letting prisoners see social security numbers in their work assignments. Kentucky now uses computer software to redact social security numbers, which means that they don't let you see them. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are considering a nationwide ban on prisoners' access to the number. So now, who thought this was such a great idea to give them access to the information in the first place? I mean, this is... California, federal investigators noted in a report quietly issued last month that California prisoners had gained access to social security numbers, pension information, and birth dates found in a prison warehouse. Although the description matches events that a lawsuit alleges occurred at Pelican Bay, the high security Pelican Bay Well, you know what? Can I tell you a story of, I think the Aryan Brotherhood did this, these really high supermax kind of prisons where you can't do anything. You pass gas and it registers on a computer someplace. Well, they were getting information out. And you know how they were doing it? They were getting information out to other members of the Aryan Brotherhood in either other prisons or other prisons around the country or other parts of the prison. You know how they did it? It's like the oldest trick in the book. It was disappearing ink. I think they used, there's a prison house brew you can do. Lemon juice maybe, or I forget what they did. It was something very simple. And everything has gotten so high-techy that nobody thought about these old-fashioned things that people can use. There's also an artist at, I think he's at Pelican Bay, and he paints by making dyes. Let's see now. How does he do this? He uses matchsticks. He paints these really intricate small things in a gallery. Has been showing them, and now they put the kibosh on that, but a New York gallery, I think. And he uses matchsticks as his painting, but the painting medium, because I don't think they allow him to have actual paints, he takes and makes colors out of chewing gum, the dyes in chewing gum, or wrappers of things, or, I mean, he uses this, because you know what? These guys got a lot of time on their hands. They got nothing but time. So when you give these guys who have a lot of time on their hands and no rehab whatsoever, you give them people's social security numbers or access to thereof, guess what? They are going to figure out a way to use this information. So, here's the Pelican Bay incident, which prompted a civil lawsuit filed in Sacramento Superior Court. So what they did is they were able to get information on prison guards. So, they're able to harass the people who are supposed to be guarding them. It's really a kind of a pretty creative story. We have to talk about polls. Yes, polls. Polls have been defined. What is a poll? Roman Polanski is a poll. He's that 5 foot pole. He's really short. He's that 5 foot pole you wouldn't touch anybody with. I wouldn't touch him with a five. Never mind. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Okay, here it is. Chris Matthews says, I have been against this BS war from the beginning. I don't think so. He says now that these careerists really are a hoot. These are guys who are so into the party line and lockstepping with what the dominant, the status quo is, the dominant consensus. And then when the minute it is exposed for the hypocrisy and fraud that it is, guess what? They have been against this BS war from the beginning. Oh, I don't know about that. Jack Abramoff. Abramoff implicated Norquist, visited the White House 155 times. Documents still held in the White House contain records of visits from key figures in the Abramoff scandal that were not included in the Secret Service disclosure that was made yesterday. So all of those visits to the White House. David Broder, and this is big news, in today's column in the Washington Post, he's a columnist, he said, he talked about Bush, and he says in this critical paragraph of today's column, because he too has been marching lockstep, Bush was elected twice over Democrats Al Gore and John Kerry, whose know-it-all arrogance rankled Midwesterners such as myself, writes David Broder. The country thought Bush was a pleasant, down-to-earth guy who would not rock the boat. Instead, swayed by some inner impulse or the influence of Dick Cheney, or how about, and I'm adding this, or how about his own lack of a core, he has proved to be lawless and reckless. He started a war he cannot finish, drove the government into debt, and repeatedly defied the Constitution. Now this is coming from somebody who's been, you know, a stalwart, has not rocked the boat, as far as I could ever tell. This is David Broder. This is one of the Bigfoot columnists. And he's saying about Dickey, when it's safe to do it, when it's safe to stick your head out of the political hidey hole, he's saying that this country thought Bush was a pleasant, down-to-earth guy. You know, just like Arnold. Everyone thinks Arnold is so, well, he's so charming and And his makeup and his hair color are all coordinated, even though they're not necessarily colors found in nature. That Dickie was a down-to-earth guy who would not rock the boat. Instead, and now they're attributing it to being in the thrall of Dick Cheney or whatever. He has proved to be lawless and reckless. He started a war he can't finish. He drove the government into debt and repeatedly defied the Constitution. And what is he? And how would you? What would these be classic markers of? Well, someone who's a coward, don't you think? Someone who's incompetent. And the more incompetent you are, the more insecure you are, the more you want to prove how strong and tough you are and how you could do anything. Because this country is so rich that there's a big cushion. So, you know, if there's a little mistake here or there, why, we could absorb it. Well, it's been nothing but mistakes. The only thing that this administration has done well is to spin, and that they are brilliant at, and the Democrats are hideous at it. Hugo Chavez launched a new personal attack against Dickie today, to the point where Nancy Pelosi calls him a thug, but I don't think he's a thug. Here's what he said about Dickie. He says that George W. Bush is an alcoholic and a sick man. And Bush is an alcoholic and a sick man with a lot of hang-ups. He walks like John Wayne, declared the left-wing Venezuelan leader. He doesn't know anything about politics. He got there because of Daddy. In a controversial speech before the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, Chavez called Bush the devil and a tyrant. Chavez then went to Harlem to announce the expansion of a program to send cheap Venezuelan oil to poor families in New York. What are your thoughts about this? Because Democrats even thought, you know, they all got PO'd at Chavez for calling Bush an alcoholic and a sick man, and that he got to his position because of Daddy, and Chavez called Dickie a devil, and he called him a tyrant. And Nancy Pelosi says that Chavez is a thug. Actually, I think Chavez got it right. What do you think? 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, highs tomorrow right around 91. A little breezy, though. We're seeing beautiful 34% of the humidity, 79 for our degrees now. And our traffic, a couple of accidents. We do have westbound 50 just west of Zinfandale, eastbound 20 at Urine and Bradshaw Road just north of Jackson Road. Two-car crash southbound 99 just north of Florin, westbound Florin, and Ardley Court at Kiefer Boulevard. We have a hit and run and Garfield Avenue and Merrimack Avenue. Hit and run. There are emergency vehicles on the scene, so you might want to stay clear of that. Enid Live continues at AM 1320 Sacramento's Love Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Lord you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
I wanted it.
It's not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Massive tubes. It really is the Internet consumer bill of rights. Because you got tangled up with all these things that are going on the Internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal Internet, that is you and me. You and me. Tubes. The Internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone.
Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark. His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
You can talk to Enid at 349-1320.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live. Oh, we're running into the arms of the weekend. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hugo Chavez was in town, well, not in Sacramento, but he was in the country, he was in New York, and he launched a personal attack on Dickey. He said he was an alcoholic and a sick man, and he walks like John Wayne. That's perhaps because he's a bit constipated, but that's another, maybe, he's, or the opposite. Anyway, he doesn't know anything about politics. He got there because of daddy, said Hugo Chavez, and called Bush a devil and a tyrant. All these Democrats. Nancy Pelosi calls Chavez a thug. Charlie Rangel, who is a great critic and a very funny critic of Dickey, he says that Dickey puts the myth of white superiority to to bed. Here's what Rangel says. An attack on Bush is an attack on all Americans. You do not come into my country, my congressional district, and you do not condemn my president. If there's any criticism of President Bush, be restricted to Americans, whether they voted for him or not. I just want to make it abundantly clear to Hugo Chavez or any other president, do not come to the U.S. and think because we have problems with our president that any foreigner can come into our country and not think that Americans do not feel offended when you offend our chief of state. You know what? Let me say something. It's sometimes you have to be an outsider to get it exactly right. And nobody has the courage to say that Dickey's an alcoholic and he's a sick man, except if you read the tabloids, and then they have Dickey in marital counseling with Laura, and that their marriage is in tatters, and that he might be sleeping with Condoleezza Rice, and oh, it just goes on and on. But anyway, what are your thoughts about a Democrat suddenly coming to the rescue to defend Dickey? Nancy Pelosi calling Chavez a thug. I don't know. I really think it's refreshing to hear the truth told. Conservative websites are claiming that Karl Rove has been promising GOP insiders an October surprise. You can just imagine. Karl Rove is the architect of all this restrictive voting, which some courts are challenging or striking down. That's number one. Number two, we think there's going to be massive stealing of votes. I mean, RFK Jr. has got another piece going as to whether there's going to be vote fraud in the 2006 election. I think we can all answer that question. I think we all know what the answer to that question is. Voting rights groups are suing Ohio officials, including Secretary of State Blackwell, for allegedly violating federal voter registration laws. So they're going to try to restrict your voting. They're going to hack into the machines when you're not looking. And Karl Rove has been promising GOP insiders in October surprise. prize, allegedly in a massive infusion of money and more advertising. But how about something military? How about a little something military? You know, I really wouldn't put it past these people. 349-1320. And this is something you may not know anything about. But our spy agencies, this shows you how dismantled and how dysfunctional we have become. Our spy agencies in this country are outsourcing to fill key jobs. At the National Counterterrorism Center, the agency created 2 years ago to prevent another 9/11 attack, more than half the employees are not U.S. government analysts or terrorism experts. Instead, they are outside contractors. At CIA headquarters in Langley, senior officials say it is routine for career officers to look around the table during meetings on secret operations and be surrounded by so-called green badgers, non-agency employees who carry special colored IDs. Some of the work being outsourced is extremely sensitive. Abraxas Corp, a private company in McLean, Virginia, founded by a group of CIA vets, devises covers, war, false identities for an elite group of overseas case officers. And this is according to current and former U.S. intelligence officials familiar with the arrangement. Former intelligence officials said most U.S. spy agencies did not even have approximate counts of the numbers of contractors they were employing. Although several officials said the number at the CIA had nearly doubled in the last 5 years and now surpassed the full-time workforce of about 17,500. Senior U.S. officials, intelligence officials said that the reliance on contractors was so deep that agencies could not function without them. Are you aware that we have outsourced our spying? Can you believe that? 349-1320, 866-620-6-1320, when what we should have outsourced was a presidency. Carrie in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Welcome.
Can you hear me well enough?
I can. Tell me what's on your mind.
I think it's absolutely outrageous that Hugo Chavez can come into our country and say something such as he did about our president. And I think that both Republicans and Democrats should be equally outraged.
Why do you think it's outrageous? I happen to think he's speaking the truth.
It is absolutely outrageous to allow that to happen.
Wait. Allow that? We got free speech here. Even I don't know if they have it in Venezuela, but we have the First Amendment here. Anybody could say it about...
Free speech has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Well, what do you mean?
It has absolutely nothing to do with it. To allow somebody to come in, a high-ranking official from another country, to walk in here and say what he did about our president...
That he was an alcoholic and a sick man and only got where he was because of his father? Is any of that false, do you think?
It's anything negative, anything standing on our ground.
Wait. You're not allowed to say anything negative about the president?
Not a high-ranking official.
Why not? Why not? Are you allowed to say anything negative about the president, Kerry?
I don't have the public forum to go out there and say so.
But you do have a public forum right now. You are on a public forum. You are on the public airwaves. You are on the air. Would you? Is it all right for you to say something negative about the president?
I don't have the clout that Hugo Chavez has.
But are you saying it's wrong for? Are you telling me it's wrong for anybody to criticize the president?
Can you explain to me why Democrats are even up in arms in this?
I don't get it myself.
I think, there you go. That's the answer.
You haven't told me what it is exactly you're against. Is it that you're against anybody criticizing the president? Or are you against somebody who comes into our country and is like criticizing your host?
I'm against anyone that high ranking to come in, to be invited in here, and then only to turn around to say what he did.
Well, what if he's... But it's the UN, and we're neutral ground. This is the UN is...
Oh, the UN.
The UN is neutral ground, Carrie. You can...
Okay.
Oh, all right.
The UN. They're in great standing right now. That's
But the UN, well, can a high-ranking person like, oh, a senator say those things about the president?
No, not at this time.
Why not?
No.
Why?
Because we're at war.
So because we're at war, we can't, but are we fighting a just war, do you think?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Are we fighting a just war?
I'm sorry, we are breaking up, which will just waste your time. Just let me say, absolutely outrageous.
Yes, well, I think some people would feel that about your position here. I thank you for the call. Well, Carrie has said it. She said that you cannot criticize a president in a time of war. You cannot criticize a president in a time of war. 349, we have one line open. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Brian in Fair Oaks. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Okay, I'm outraged by that previous caller. What kind of crap is that? It's like, first of all, does she know that the president tried to kill him recently and tried to have him assassinated?
Well, you know, it was just a momentary breach of etiquette when he was thinking along those lines, I guess.
I mean, when somebody tried to have me killed, I might have a word or two to say about him.
You might.
Okay, that's crazy. Not only that, it's like high-ranking or not. If he's telling the truth, I mean, he could have had more tact about it. He could have said it a little more eloquently. But I just think that at the end of the day, I mean, come on. Bush is a nightmare. And Bush gets up and calls people associated with the axis of evil and don't have a problem with it, whether they're associated with it or not.
Well, I think Chavez hit it on the head. The guy is most likely an alcoholic. It's been reported that he's drinking again. Is he a sick man? He might be a sick man. I think he's a sick man for declaring a war on a basis of lies and moral lies, and people have lost their lives because of these lies. So I don't know why people, and don't forget he said it in the, or at least I think he said some of it in the, under the aegis of the United Nations or coming here for a visit to the United Nations. I don't know if he was exactly in the United Nations, which you would have to think of as sort of more neutral territory. But
I'm most disappointed in Nancy Pelosi and those guys who should not be caught defending anything with this president. Right,
I know
now.
It. Charlie Rangel also. But Carrie went farther. She said you don't criticize them, even if you're an outsider or a high-ranking person from another country. Even if you are an American, she says you don't criticize a president in the time of war. That's what she said.
I don't believe it's a time of war. It's a time of occupation. Get that straight.
Thank you for the call, Brian. 349-1320. It opens up one line. The lines are full. Dennis in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Just remember recently that special they put on about the whole 9/11 plot and how it all fell down with Clinton and Bush and how...
Yeah, the path to 9/11, which was a mockumentary. It was a fiction, but yes, go ahead.
The path to 9/11. Now, I find it really interesting how everyone was on Clinton's side regarding that, because his right to freedom of speech, or the producers of that, their right to freedom of speech was hindered because Clinton, in a very communistic sort of way, blocked their freedom of speech.
No, he didn't. As a matter of fact, you are completely misinformed. Clinton wrote a letter and they still proceeded, and what they put out were a lot of lies. But guess what? We have a First Amendment in this country and it allows people to do exactly what they did. The unfortunate part of it is that we have a population that sometimes doesn't bother to read or inform itself, and a lot of people will watch that and think that it's actually a documentary rather than a drama, and Dennis, I don't see how it's an equivalent situation. You have got that so wrong. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Dan in Colfax, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320.
Well, I think it's about time someone told the truth about George Bush, and it would be nice if maybe they need to get a backbone injection from Hugo Chavez, all these people like Pelosi and Rangel and Kerry. What's the matter with him? You know, right wing has been playing hardball with for progressives for a long time.
What do they call you? What do they call you if you want to get out of this phony war? Cut and run. They make up names for you. They call you. They swift boat you. They lie. And when someone says you're a liar, you're a sick man, you're an alcoholic, you only got this job because of your father, and then Chavez added at no extra charge, you're a devil and a tyrant. Hey!
Sounds good to me.
I thank you.
I'd like to repeat that for most of progressive America.
I thank you for the call, Dan. 349-1320. I mean, at Goldstein, we have a line open, 866-620-61320. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
All right, Enid, thank you very much. Well, we do have lows tonight right around 55. Tomorrow, highs coming about 89, 90, and a little bit of breeze going on, 79 degrees here in the River City. Our traffic, we're very jammed up. We've got a couple of crashes. Let me tell you about the crashes. First, though, I do have a little boy. It looks like he has Down syndrome running around in the road. Where are we at? Westbound 50, just east of Sunrise. Yes, so please slow down and stay clear of that as well. A couple of crashes, not injury, though. Elkhorn Boulevard, Elk Grove and Florin Road, just south of Florin, Watt Avenue and Elkhorn Boulevard. Westbound 50, just east of Sunrise. Antelope Road at Latour, Meadow Lane at Placer Hills, and northbound 99, just north of 12th Avenue. Hit and run going on. We have one at Elkhorn Boulevard and Wilerga. Back with Enid Live at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
You're listening to AM 1320, KCTC.
We got students, we got veterans, we got labor, we got small business.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
We got a coalition for change.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
Hey, Heidi, check up.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next, burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
Hi, this is Jackie Schultz
and Nisa Davis Hayden
from the Studio Theater in downtown Sacramento.
And we need your support.
We have a great show at the theater, and we want to make a special offer to all of you AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel listeners. Our show is the Tony-nominated musical Pump Boys and Dinettes. Come see the show that audience members are saying will melt your troubles away.
Welcome to Highway 57, somewhere between Frog Level and Smyrna. It's 1982, and on one side of the road is a gas station run by four happy-go-lucky guys who provide service with a smile. Opposite, the Cup Sisters own the diner where fun is always on the menu.
The entire performance is filled with humor and song and transports the audience to a simpler, more relaxed time.
Each AM 1320 listener that mentions this ad gets $5 off their ticket. Pump Boys and Dinettes plays Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2 through October 8th. Call the box office at 446-2668 or go to thestudiotheater.net. We need your support.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. Now, Kaida Sell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions of folks into Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area, so stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's fair. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
5:44 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. The lines are full. When they open up, I'll give out the numbers again. We are talking about a caller, Carrie, who said, we're talking about what Hugo Chavez said about Dickie, that he was an alcoholic, that he was... only got the job because of daddy, that he's a devil, that he's a tyrant, and so on. And here you have Charlie Rangel and Nancy Pelosi calling Chavez a thug. Actually, I think Chavez got it right. But Carrie added more to the conversation by saying you never should criticize a president in time of war. Oh, really? I think that's a time when you really should criticize a president. What do you think about that? Bob and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Bob.
Hello, I was just calling to ask a question. Has our current president ever used disparaging comments to criticize another world leader?
You mean like assassination attempts, perhaps?
Yeah, perhaps that, perhaps the axis of evil, perhaps how he's referred to other leaders in countries that we're in disagreement with.
Gosh, well, what about cut and run, that you're not patriotic? If you believe that this war is not necessary and that we ought to get out of there, I mean, there's a lot of ways that they. But you know, I'm so surprised that the Democrats bid on this. That Nancy Pelosi is calling Hugo Chavez a thug. I mean, you can say if you go to someone's house, don't disparage the host. But also, this is sort of under the auspices of coming to address the UN, and the UN is a little bit on neutral territory, even though it's in New York.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, Bob, you asked a very good question, and I thank you for doing it. 349-1320, it opens up a line, or 866-620-61320. Bonnie in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Enid. Jesus, I've been waiting forever here.
Well, thank you for being so patient.
Oh, boy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, man. I can hardly hear you. Anyway, I agree with Chavez. I'm amazed at Rangel. He's one of my favorite guys. I can't believe he said this. And then also, the fact that, if I recall, Chavez offered help during Katrina, something about oils. I don't remember that. But as I said, we need to invoke the three I's. Indict, impeach, imprison Bush. Okay.
you ought to make a rock tune out of that, Bonnie. I thank you very much for that. 349-1320 opens up a line, and Tony in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Enid. I just wondered if anybody out there thinks that it may have. I wonder if it was would have been outrageous to criticize Hitler while he was at war.
Oh, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Thank you for...
I mean, what if nobody would have stood up against Hitler? Where would we be today?
Well, it took a long time for anybody to stand up against Hitler. It took the war to do it. Good point. 349-1320. Red. I don't know where you are, Red, but welcome to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Red.
How are you? I'm at home working on my wiring.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm well, thank
Good.
You.
Listen, on the Chavez thing, I just thought my two cents would be that we don't worry too much about what critics of his stuff say, but we should keep our eye on the fact that even if Chavez isn't the spokesman for the world is growing more and more impatient with his country and its behavior in the world. And Chavez is just a first indication of just how impatient the world is going to grow.
Oh, I think you're making an excellent point. I think you're exactly right about that. And Chavez, by the way, has offered cheap fuel to poor New Yorkers, and he did offer all kinds of help to Katrina. I don't know if anybody took him up on it, but I remember that he made the offer. Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to try as best we can to demonize him.
Yeah.
But he still said something, and we made the same mistake in 9/11 as unconscionable as what the terrorists did was. We should have been spending our time analyzing how can people get so angry with us that they become so distorted and so crazy.
I'm going to say something about that.
We need to listen to these messages.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think that when you are crazy and you need to have a hook for your anger, there are no shortage of hooks for it. Our foreign policy, there are many places where we have been negligent and where we have been wrong and where we have done some very bad things. There is no question about that.
Yeah,
but these 9/11...
We don't need to excuse people.
But this 9/11 crew, I think they didn't have too much... You know, they had a lot of time on their hands, and we were the convenient hook, and they went for it. And I don't think even if you became...
They were exploiting.
Yes, I don't think even if you became a poster person or a poster country that it would have changed anything for this group of people.
No, it wouldn't have changed it for this group of people. And you know, whatever we say or think about Chavez, that's not going to change it for the world. But when we do get a message like this, even from a lunatic... We should be paying attention.
Well, even
behind the message.
Even a lunatic can make some cogent observations occasionally.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I'm surprised that Rangel and Pelosi jumped on it. I guess they want to look like they're making points with moderates. Maybe that was the point. I thank you for the call. 349-1320. I was actually pretty disappointed that Nancy Pelosi said that. Excuse me, that Chavez was a thug and that Charlie Rangel took off. Charlie Rangel, who has taken off in a very wonderful way. He's very funny. Taken off against Dickey, got furious that Chavez had done that. Sort of, taking his turf away from him in a way. Anthony in Butte County. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Anthony.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, check this out. You know, Chavez. One of the things that he did hit upon while he was speaking, and I've got a whole tirade here because I'm not a big Bush fan. He said, you know, he looked out at the audience. He said, you know, my brother, if he sees you with brown skin, suddenly you're an extremist. And unfortunately, the Bushes are the kind of family that they don't have a real good history of with dealing with people of color. If you believe any of the history about Herbert Ascot Bush, the Nazi guy who helped the Nazis, during World War II, if you believe that, you look at the dad, George, and then now George Jr. here, who's an alcoholic and a cokehead, allegedly, there's not a lot that can't be left to imagine. Just look at Katrina, and then you begin to think, what is this guy doing? Hugo Chavez can be taken or left, but he does make a point. He called Bush a dictator. I got to tell you, freedom of speech, I'm glad that we have at least one station around. It lets me say what I'm saying because I think guys like Pelosi and Rangel are scared.
Well, I think what they're scared of, appearing to be extreme or appearing to support something that actually is a pretty cogent observation. And they don't want to piss off any potential voters. So they now, you know, Chavez is a thug. They must have done some quick polling to figure out that they ought to come down on this side. I was really surprised to see it, actually. Anthony, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Breezy tomorrow and on for the next couple of days. The low's 55, high's coming up 89. We're at 79, and a couple of hazardous things going on the traffic over there on northbound 99. Grantline Road, southbound 99, Sutterville Road, a three-car crash. El Grove and Florin Road at McCoy. And it looks like I-5 just south of 99. That disabled vehicle is blocking traffic there. Enid Live continues on this Thursday at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. Jewish people have to start... The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to... Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
This is an AM 1320 Left Channel Action Calendar.
Help preserve open space in our region by attending the Sacramento Valley Conservancy's annual Treasures of the Valley event on Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center, 6000 J Street. This fun evening spotlights local artists and includes a live and silent auction. You'll also be treated to great food, wine and beer, and jazz featuring Shake Don't Stir. Treasures of the Valley supports the Sacramento Valley Conservancy, the award-winning nonprofit land trust that is committed to preserving the beauty, character, and diversity of the Sacramento Valley landscape. That's Treasures of the Valley, Thursday, October 5th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Sacramento State Alumni Center. For more information, go to SacramentoValleyConservancy.org or call 916-731-8798.
And left. It's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays. Let's head over quickly to Fred in Elk Grove. Hi, Fred. You're live with Enid.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to comment on Hugo Chavez and what he said.
Yeah, obviously. He called. If anyone just joining us, he called Dickie an alcoholic and a sick man and a tyrant and a devil and says he walks like John Wayne and only got the job because of Daddy. What do you think?
Well, you know, regardless of whether that's true or not, he obviously has the right to say it. That's what the UN is for people to discuss things. And I think a lot of what he said actually is true. What I feel badly about as an American is not that somebody criticized our leaders. I actually feel badly that we have leaders that invite such criticism and that the world thinks of us in these ways because they're not just thinking of this for no reason. Obviously, Bush has led or misled this country in so many negative ways that the rest of the world thinks this about us, that we are no longer the envy of the world, but they look at us as big hypocrites. We talk about the rule of law, yet we don't believe in the rule of law. We talk about due process of law, yet we want to torture people and reinterpret the Geneva Convention because we say, Bush says, we don't understand what torture means. It's ridiculous, and I just feel, you know, ashamed kind of as an American. I'll say one last thing.
By the way, you make an excellent point about a leader so bad that he invites this kind of assessment.
listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Days of quiet negotiation ended the standoff between the Bush administration and three rebellious Republican senators. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports they've agreed on the rules for suspected terrorists.
Details remain sketchy, but the bottom line seems to be that CIA agents get protection from war crimes charges, and the president backs away from his insistence that the Geneva Convention be narrowly defined. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says there also will be limits on secret evidence. This isn't about protecting terrorists, he says. It's about being true to American values.
We will win this war because we're better than they are.
He said the risk in changing rules for the terrorists is that would open the door to other countries changing the rules when Americans are captured in war. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Perspective from CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The devil is in the details here, and so far we really don't have any. And even if there is a deal, it still ultimately will face some sort of a review by the federal courts, which have in the past struck down similar efforts to jumpstart these military tribunals for detainees and also to clarify new laws of war. So this may be some sort of a political breakthrough, but it certainly doesn't guarantee legal success.
When President Bush launched the war on terrorism, he told the world, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. Pakistan's President Musharraf says that message was delivered even more bluntly to his government by Assistant Secretary of State Richard Armitage.
He said, be prepared to be bombed, be prepared to go back to the Stone Age.
Musharraf was interviewed for Sunday's 60 Minutes by CBS News correspondent Steve Croft.
Were you insulted?
Yes, I thought it was a very rude remark.
Nevertheless, Musharraf says he decided to do what was best for his country. Armitage, who's no longer at the State Department, disputes the language but not the thrust of his message to Pakistan. Walmart changed the rules in retailing, and now it's starting to change the rules for health care. CBS News business correspondent Anthony Mason reports the chain will drastically mark down many prescription drugs.
In all, Walmart will offer 291 generic medications for just $4 for a typical monthly dosage, like the diabetes drug metformin. A monthly supply costs more than $25 at a national drugstore chain. Walmart's price of $4 means an annual savings of more than $250. Lisinopril, a drug that treats high blood pressure, costs more than $17 at another major chain. A price cut to $4 would save a patient $200 a year.
House Republicans have agreed to a plan that would make it easier to get low-cost drugs from Canada. Internet and mail-order purchases would still be banned, but Americans would be able to travel north of the border and bring back a 90-day supply of medicine. Two San Francisco Chronicle reporters have been sentenced to 18 months in prison for refusing to say who leaked grand jury testimony about Barry Bonds and other athletes. The reporters are free, pending appeal. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrial is down 79 points to 11,533. The Nasdaq lost 15 points. This is CBS News.
Imagine how dirty a carpet with 40,000 people a day walking on it can get. Hi. I'm David Orrick. I'm here at International Airport where my 8-pound Orrick XL is a vacuum of choice. In fact, my Orrick XL is a choice of cleaning professionals in thousands of hotels, offices, and schools around the world. To try it in your own home for 15 days, call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. And I'll get it to you faster than you can find your luggage.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has a distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
As we head into the cold and flu season, a new survey finds we're not washing our hands as often or as well as we should. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive has the story.
New research from the soap industry, you hear that, liquid soap dispenser, says more than one out of three Americans don't wash their hands after coughing or sneezing. And almost 70% don't keep their hands under the hot water long enough. Listen to immunologist Philip Tierno at New York University Medical Center.
Singing happy birthday twice, that's the length of time it takes.
Sing it twice, about 18 seconds. A doctor at Johns Hopkins says companies should provide hand sanitizer liquid near computer keyboards. They would profit from fewer employees out sick. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
This dinosaur must have had some strong neck. Paleontologists have discovered a 70-million-year-old fossil of a ceratopsian dinosaur in southern Utah, but the skull is so heavy they can't lift it out of the ground, not even with a helicopter. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Hi, I'm News 10's Jen.
Line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
So 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Enid Live as we scoot into the weekend. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday on AM 1320. Tell 3 to 5 people every day that's your homework assignment. Shows are archived at whiterosesociety.org. Upcoming guests tomorrow, Bill Durston, who's challenging Dan Lundgren, who took a terrible drubbing by Gray Davis a while ago when he ran for governor. Will be joining us. I've never met Bill Durston. I hear wonderful things about him. I'm supporting him on the basis of what I heard, but I'd like to take his measure and meet him, and you will meet him as well. He's an ER doc, and so he will be performing emergency medicine right here in this very studio. Well, we hope he didn't have to, anyhow. It's a price of admission, as we're all conking out. He was president of the, he is an ER doc. He's a Vietnam vet, president of the Sacramento chapter, was until he decided to challenge Lundgren for Physicians for Social Responsibility. Tuesday, one of our favorite authors, a charming man, I have met him, Alexander McCall Smith, who's written the number one detective agency series, ladies' number one detective agency series set in Africa. He's got a new series, Sunday Philosophy Club. He's actually teaches law, medical malpractice in Edinburgh, where he lives. And he's going to be here as part of the California lectures at the Crest Theater on Wednesday night, but he will be with us live in studio Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And Friday at 4 o'clock, live in studio, Biba, our very own Biba, who owns the most splendid restaurant in Sacramento. She has a new book out, Biba's Italy, Favorite Recipes from the Splendid Cities. So I'm looking forward to that as well. That's just a little flavor of what's coming up. And, you know, it changes from moment to moment. And if you weren't with us at 3 o'clock, I just have to share this with you because I think it's so juicy. I don't usually do this, but Willie Nelson's public statement regarding being caught with a bag of marijuana. He said, it's a good thing I had a bag of marijuana instead of a bag of spinach or I'd be dead by now. Oh, we love Willie Nelson. If you're just joining us, we have been talking about Hugo Chavez, who's been in town, not in Sacramento, but in the country, in New York, and he called Dickie an alcoholic, a sick man, a tyrant, a devil, said he'd walk like John Wayne, sort of like when you have a pants full, and in high heels. There's a certain distinctive gait, I guess. And that Dickie's dad was really the one who got him the job. He only got there because of daddy. So Nancy Pelosi, Charlie Rangel, people that we really like have just rushed to call Chavez a thug. I think this is great. One of you, Carrie, called in to say she thought that Chavez was so wrong that nobody should criticize a president at a time of war. You agree? 349-1320, 866, 626-1320. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live 1320leftchannel.com. I mentioned earlier that many spy jobs in this country are being outsourced, if you can believe that. Spy agencies are outsourcing to fill key jobs. I mean, I just think we are becoming more and more an empty shell. Conservative websites are saying that Karl Rove is promising an October surprise. There are all these voting restrictions going on. And you notice that gas prices have miraculously come down just in time for the election. Isn't that amazing? Poll results coming in from this about this administration. And I want to share something with you, because before I get to the poll results, there is more and more story unfolding about HP, Hewlett-Packard. And the reason I'm intrigued by this story is that it has all the elements of a novel, maybe like a John Grisham kind of a novel. If you haven't been keeping up with the latest, and every day there's a new plot twist to this story. And I mentioned it because I first saw it in the Wall Street Journal before it was really hit all the TV. And you know, it was really thought of as a business story, but it is so juicy. And here it is. There was a... during Carly Fiorentina... Well, why does that sound wrong? But anyway, she was the head of HP. And I am mispronouncing her name, and I don't have it in front of me. And I think I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. But anyway, you know who I mean. She was disappeared from HP. But during her tenure, there were lots of leaks that could have only come from Hewlett-Packard directors. And that became a problem. And now that she is gone... there's leaking going on that could only come from a director, and they decided, the board decided, it was going to find out who was doing the leaking. So the chairwoman of the board, Patricia Dunn, authorized security firms to come in and find out who was leaking. They did find out the director that was leaking. And a fellow director, Tom Perkins, who is a partner in that fabled venture capital firm in Silicon Valley, resigned and made it a cause by... making it public and sending information to the government, to the Justice Department, to examine what he thought was highly improper, outrageous behavior, and he resigned. He just stormed out, resigned his directorship. Well, there has been all this publicity, and it turns out that the security firms were using something called pretexting, which is just a really nice spin on another word called lying and cheating and fraud, in which they would pretend to be somebody and call and manage to access that person's phone records. You pretend to be the person... and you manage to access the phone records. So that has been going on. That was revealed. And then, additionally, what is revealed is that they tried to entrap some of the reporters that they thought were being leaked to. So they surveilled those reporters as well. And the surveillance included sending email attachments that would be spyware that would that if the reporter accessed those email attachments, then the person who sent the email attachments could find out everybody who was sending and anybody to whom emails were sent and the reporter was receiving emails from and so on. And I don't know if that worked or not. Then they started to surveil the reporters as well. They were surveilling not only the directors, but their wives. They were surveilling, they were using personal, they were getting their personal information. And listen to this. They were trying to place investigators as clerical employees or cleaning crews in the San Francisco offices of CNET and the Wall Street Journal to try to find out who was leaking. So they were going to place people who were really moles and place them as cleaning crew and place them as clerical help. I mean, this is amazing. And one person who tried to blow the whistle on them was somebody based here in Roseville working for Hewlett-Packard. And he said, I don't think this is really legal. He's a former FBI agent. But what I thought about all this is that they are trying to do to the directors of Hewlett-Packard what this administration is trying to do to the rest of us. All this surveillance going on. I mean, this is just amazing. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Steve and Sac, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, I'm responding to your last caller that was talking how... Hugo Chavez has done so much for Venezuela with public housing and tried to make it sound like he's really doing great there. But I've been to Venezuela a couple times, and that country is a dump. There's poverty everywhere. The people don't have the freedom to criticize him. There's no freedom of press, and a lot of people are unemployed. It is a very dangerous country to be in. That lady.
What took you to Venezuela?
What's that?
What took you to Venezuela?
I work for the airlines, and I like to travel to different countries.
Okay, well, he said some things about the president that I don't think are wrong. I think he nailed it. So even if Venezuela has problems, you have to commend him for trying to solve some of them, which is more than this president is doing in this country. He's creating problems. He isn't solving very many of them.
Yeah, well, the president before him, Clinton, bombed Serbia. Nobody talks about that.
The president before him left this country with historic surpluses, and this president, in a few short years, has put us into historic deficits in wars made of lies that were sold on the basis of lies. There is no comparison, Steve.
Why did we bomb Serbia?
What does bombing Serbia have to do with anything? You've got a president here who has taken us to war on the basis of lies, and he knew them to be lies. This is a president who was left with historic surpluses and in just a few years has turned them into historic deficits, and you're equating him with Clinton? You know what, Steve? If the only argument you can make against this president is Clinton, you've got no arguments. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Scott, in Yuba City. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Scott.
I'm really sorry you got sick. I really hope you get better, and I hope you're feeling a little bit better
today. I am. I have my voice back.
Oh, it sounds a lot. It sounds like you had a tough time. It sounds pretty
I was like a foghorn on Monday. Ooh.
Yes. You know, I wanted to say, first of all, as far as pretexting is concerned, lying is concerned, it'd be really nice to see a lawsuit against HP because they really did compromise the security systems of other companies. Like to call into and lie about who you are to a telephone company is showing the telephone company is not really doing their job by checking out who's calling them.
But how is what HP is doing? And every day they're between trying to, it's like the CIA. They're trying to put clerical and cleaning crew employees at places like the Wall Street Journal that have published some of these leak stories. They're trying to on reporters sending innocuous emails that have spyware attached, hoping that the attachment will be opened, and then they can monitor that employee's that reporter's emails. I mean, this is really pretty amazing stuff. But how is it different from what the administration is doing to the rest of us when we're under surveillance?
Well, that's the perfect point. The fact is, you know, if you see your government doing it, then you're going to figure out you can do it too. You know, if you have a family where a father is, you know, hitting mother and the children see it, then you can't expect those children aren't going to grow up thinking that that's somewhat okay. You know, and that's unfortunate that our government does that. But what I told your screener is, you know, I've heard a lot of defenses for this president is from the loyalist standpoint. People saying you have to have more respect in this whole issue with Hugo Chavez. He's not a king. He's really not a king. He's not somebody that you have to keep your mouth shut and appreciate who he is because he's a president. He's a citizen like the rest of us. And he's under the laws just like the rest of us, and you have to have respect for the person, not the position. I just wanted to...
So what about Nancy Pelosi, Charlie Rangel saying that Chavez is a thug and you can't come into our country? We can criticize, you know, we're in the family, but an outsider can't criticize the president.
I think it's really unfortunate that people don't feel free to feel like they can speak their mind out against the president, and I think it's possible that Nancy Pelosi is doing that in order to gain side with another portion of the majority of the people, the populace. There's a lot of loyalists out here.
I think you're probably right about that. I think it's a calculated political move. I thank you for the call, Scott. 349-1320, Frank in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Frank.
Hi, yeah, I had a quick comment on something you said about Chavez. You said that you thought he was right on. And I don't understand how you can say that. I mean, whether or not what he said about George Bush is accurate or not, I mean, if you're the president of a country and you go and speak before the UN and you call the president of another country the devil or an alcoholic or say that he's a, I think he said he was a gunslinger or something like that, making, you know, sort of referring to that he's from Texas.
Wait. Now, I'm missing your point. Chavez said about Bush, about Dickey, that he's an alcoholic and a sick man. I mean, do you quibble with any of these descriptions?
No, he said that he was the devil when he was at the UN. And I mean, that's really...
Yeah, but he also said he was an alcoholic and a sick man. I mean, how is the devil different from your member of the Axis of Evil?
Wait, so George Bush used to have a drinking problem and is a recovering alcoholic. That's really not a political...
Well, maybe he hasn't... you don't know for sure that he's recovered, actually, do you?
Well, you don't know that he's drinking, Ian, but my point...
Well, the tabs are reporting that he is. I mean, I don't know if he is, but...
Enid, this is the point. If you're the leader of a country, you don't go to the United Nations and say things like this in front of, you know, and try to pass yourself off as having some sort of serious discussion about policy. You can say, you know, that the president's policies are ridiculous and that, you know, what he's doing is a bad idea and I disagree with him for these reasons. But you don't call him the devil. You don't say things like that because it diminishes your standing and it makes people think that you're crazy or just, you know, a fool.
Well, maybe it was a bad translation.
I don't think so.
I think it's great, to tell you the truth. I think it's one of the most refreshing things I've seen lately. Maybe it makes it seem slightly loony, but, I mean, he is not wrong in his criticism. You know, he's a man who reads a lot, although I have to say he said that he'd been hoping that the great regret of his life is that he had hoped to meet Noam Chomsky before he died, except that Noam Chomsky hadn't died yet. He's still, as far as we know, he's still among us.
So you're saying it's refreshing?
Yes, to me it's completely refreshing because we have a comatose media in this country that has refused to point a finger at this president, has refused to say that the emperor is completely naked, and it takes an outsider to come in and say, you know what, this man is naked. And don't forget, Bush tried to assassinate Chavez.
Wait, I'm sorry, Enid, you're saying that it would be better for the U.S. media to say, instead of... Whether or not, however you feel about the way they report, if you were to say, well, if the nightly news tagline was, the alcoholic leader says this, or
the alcoholic lying, misguided leader, and these are not innocent lies. Lives are lost because of these lies, Frank. I mean, somebody should start telling the truth somewhere. It's the only way you can live a life. It's the only way, if you're an alcoholic, you can actually heal. Don't they tell you that in 12-step programs? You got to start telling the truth. I mean, this is an administration dedicated to not telling the truth.
Enid, your hatred of George Bush is blinding you so much. I mean, listen to
me. Are you gonna vote for Doolittle living in Roseville here? You're calling from Roseville. You gonna vote for Doolittle in the next election? Just a question.
I think he's a crook.
Yeah, he is a crook. Oh well, thank you, Frank. We agree on one thing.
But no, Enid, I can't. This is so childish. What you're saying. This is so insane and childish. You're saying that it's appropriate for the leader of a country to go and address the United Nations.
Well, it's just as appropriate for the leader of the country. I mean, if you're talking about the old diplomatic rules where finesse was the order of the day and everyone spoke diplomatic shades of French, I guess it's a different time and place. And when you have an administration that has lied and cheated and was incompetent and lives were lost, whether Katrina or whether Iraq, I think it is, to me, tremendously refreshing for someone to point it out. And you know what? As a reporter, if people aren't embarrassed to do things, I'm not embarrassed to point it out, and that's where I stand on it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Golden. We have one line open. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our traffic is speeding up a little bit there since we're reaching right around 622. Northbound Cap City Freeway just past Arden Way, we did have a 3-car crash. Emergency vehicles on scene and blocking the lane. A vehicle in the roadway at Stockton Boulevard and 65th. Missouri Flat Road and Motherlode. Also Missouri Flat Road and 50. We have a couple of collisions there stopping traffic into Sacramento. 50 at Watt Avenue, a 2-car crash, and one at Greenback Lane and Beach Avenue. Enid Live continues on this Thursday edition at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hey guys.
I wanted it all. Intelligence, great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Well, you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left Channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Hall's Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. Smud financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
Attention, Northern California.
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, invites you to the People Before Politics Picnic and Rally, hosted by Rob Haswell, Democratic candidate for the 4th Assembly District, on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Camp Lotus in Coloma. Bring the family and friends to this free event, featuring live music by Mother Jones and the Jim Dyer Band. The Haswell campaign bus makes its last whistle stop of the campaign on the American River at Camp Lotus for an old-fashioned picnic with free barbecue and fresh fries.
farm foods grown in our very own Sierra foothills. And there will be games and other activities for the kids.
Rob Haswell will be joined by special guests, including State Senator-to-be Daryl Steinberg and former Congressman Pete McCloskey.
Don't miss an afternoon on the American River at Camp Lotus in Coloma on Sunday, September 24th from 1 to 6, and enjoy a great afternoon of politics, food, and live music. For more information, go to robhaswellforassembly.com or call 530-889-2278.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, win fast, win often with Cash Fever Jackpot. Jackpots start at $20,000 and are guaranteed to hit by $30,000. Every time a Cash Fever jackpot hits, a Cash Club player wins just for playing with their card. Plus, you can check the Cash Fever jackpot total and your Cash Club points online now at CashCreek.com. So join Cash Club today and get the fever. Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel.
Are you trying to get crazy with this thing? Don't you know I'm loco?
Loco. 626 on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7. And we're talking about Hugo Chavez, who called Bush an alcoholic and a sick man, and he's the president of Venezuela. And some of you think it's undignified for a president to speak in such terms. But I find it, to tell you the truth, I find it completely refreshing. Gina in Orangevale, hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Gina.
You know, in ways, I have to agree with your last caller. When you go in front of the world and you start impugning some and leaders of another country's reputation and calling them names, and it just kind of shows that you're a fool and you know, loses all credibility.
Do you think? Know,
like when George Bush went and called other countries axis of evil? Yeah, I think so.
I mean, even...
How can he make that statement and not look at the fact that our president does that? I agree with him. It makes you look like a fool and you lose credibility.
Wait. Take me through it. Why is it, other than you could question the wisdom of coming to somebody else's country and calling the leader of that country a bad name or saying that they were an alcoholic. I found it refreshing, to tell you the truth, although I'm sure they don't say to do this in any of the etiquette books or the diplomatic etiquette books.
I'm using sarcasm to agree with you.
Oh.
George Bush.
Oh, I missed that part.
Other countries, the axis of evil. He goes out and publicly to the world starts calling these other countries evil, and we're supposed to still respect him and think that he's not a fool.
All right, now wait a minute. Let's just add to that, because he never had. This is what a coward he is. I mean, you got to hand it to Hugo Chavez that he walked into our country to call our leader. I mean, Bush does it from the safety of the White House and from remote control, you know, remote locations. But he hasn't actually, has he ever actually walked into that country and called that leader a member of the Axis of Evil? I don't think so. Has he?
No, probably not.
I mean, did he stand in Tora Bora? Did he stand in Pakistan and say, you know, Musharraf runs a what?
I think too that you really have to look at the translation. I don't know. Did he call him the devil or a devil?
Why, there are a lot of them. I don't know if I'm getting an accurate translation, but he said the version I have calls him the devil and a tyrant. Why? What's the distinction, Gina?
Because in the United States, when we say the devil, we're talking about, you know, the enemy of Christ and, you know, all this stuff with you know, that directly relates to Christianity. You know, other countries, sometimes a devil just means, you know, a negative thing. It's like, you know.
Well, is George Bush the devil? I mean, some people might argue that he is.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call, Gina.
Not that I disagreed with what he said at all. But I'm just saying that people have to look at the fact that other countries, it may not mean the exact same thing as it does here, too.
Okay, thanks very much. Appreciate your call. And that opens up one line, 349-1320. Huey in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Huey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Now, Scott, you sound like you're feeling a little better.
I do. My voice is a bit better.
I heard the speech, and I think that everything he said was right on. But here's the problem. Americans will react viscerally when any outsider attacks the president. And my fear is that the right-wing noise machine has been given a gift.
Of associating, this is what you can expect from left-wing Democrats or from Democrats.
And I think that's why Rangel, who I normally have great respect for, and Pelosi, who I have respect for, have run for the hills on this one. And you're absolutely right. The media has been, you know, totally supine with this administration and hasn't held them to account. I mean, the thing that always amazed me was when Cheney shot his friend.
In the face.
And nobody really focused on the reality. Is Cheney was probably drunk out of his mind.
Oh, he was drunk. And you know what the reporting was afterward is that they destroyed all the blood, all the blood work on the guy who was shot. I mean, there were, I think people, and nobody contacted the cops until the alcohol would have been well out of Cheney's system.
Well, and the other thing is Cheney never even went to the hospital. Look, if you accidentally shot your friend.
You'd go.
You would be at the hospital constantly. You know, but Cheney didn't show up, which, as Al Franken said, is that it means he was either a drunk or a jerk. Now, maybe he's both.
It's very possible. It's like the Charlie Brown commercials for Doolittle, incompetent or corrupt.
Yeah, one of the two. You've heard me say it before. You live in Doolittle's district, you're a crime victim.
Thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Kathy in Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi,
Kathy. Hey,
I want to agree 100% with you. I wish I could have been up there. I would have liked to have said a lot more. But you know what? People don't realize this is an embarrassment. This man has been an embarrassment to our country. I mean, for somebody, a leader of a nation, to call our president that, that's just... It's sad.
You are right. And this president has squandered not only the surplus that he was left with in terms of money, but the surplus of goodwill that we had going for us around the world. It is gone. It is gone, and people hate us, and we are so unused to that.
I just don't understand people not seeing how an embarrassment this man is to this country and for the Congress and for the Senate. Not to impeach this man. If anybody deserves to be impeached,
yeah, but
if you
impeach him, look what you're stuck with. Dick Cheney, maybe impeach it, the two of them, a two-for-one special.
That's what needs to happen. This whole administration needs to be gone.
That's why you have to vote Democratic all the way through.
Oh, yeah. I'm very much involved in that. Trust me.
I thank you for the call, Kathy. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Stuart in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I have 3 points to make. First, as I remember, the U.S. supported a 24-hour coup in Venezuela to remove Chavez from office.
Right.
He was later allowed to return, and that was George Bush behind all of that. And part of that point is that Chavez was democratically elected. So it's not surprising that he would be angry with us.
Well, it's more than you can say about Dickey was democratically elected. He was democratically stolen, I think.
Well,
go ahead.
That's not the point. The second thing is that I don't think that Chavez committed a crime by castigating the president, except that of extremely poor taste. Now, another final point is that Democrats are gutless under pressure. They could have handled Chavez's comments about Dickey in many different ways.
What would have been a good way to handle it, dear?
Well,
Stuart?
They could have said, you know, I'm not an expert at this, but they could have said something like, "We disagree with what Chavez said, but we still have our disagreements with the president on key issues."
Okay, so we disagree with somebody coming in from the outside, but we don't disagree with the content.
Yeah, or
okay.
Something like that. There's somebody more articulate than I could have added.
Well, Rush Limbaugh is going to town on it. You know, this shows you how what perfidy Democrats engage in and so on.
I have one more point to make.
Yes.
One of your callers complained that Bill Clinton bombed Serbia. Well, the fact of the matter is it was really legal because that was part of a NATO peacekeeping effort. and it was our responsibility to provide those armaments.
Well, thank you, Stuart. Thank you so much for setting the records straight. I really appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Daryl in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to say that Hugo Chavez has a big reason to be hot under the collar.
Tell us. Is it, you mean the assassination attempt?
Well, our government was hugely influential in trying to take down his government.
Right.
And the Venezuelan government has never been influential in our elections. There's a great documentary that was put out by two Dutch guys that just happened to be there during the coup that happened. And they filmed the whole thing, and I wish I had the name of this thing. It was showing at the Crest last month. And it's a fabulous thing, and you look at it, and you can't even believe it. They were whisking Chavez off to an American island somewhere. And, of course, this guy's pissed off.
And so when he calls Dickie an alcoholic and says that he's a sick man, it's the least of what he can say given his own treatment at our hands.
Absolutely.
Well, I thought what he said was refreshing, to be honest. It's not the sort of stuff you hear from a head of state.
God forbid somebody says the truth.
Yes, exactly. And you'd like to hear it more from people who are covering this administration. And so I hope it opens the door to more honest reporting. I thank you very much, Daryl, for bringing...
One more thing.
Yes.
It's really pissing me off how they're juxtaposing this comment that we can't even make comment on this stupid comment that Hugo Chavez said, and they're also saying that he's a dictator, that he would not allow people in his own country to have the freedom of speech that he has in Central Park or in the United Nations. That's absolutely not the truth. There's nothing dictatorship at all about Venezuela. This guy was elected by huge margins democratically, which Dickie was not.
Exactly.
So it's just thrown out there, and it's a label that really is unfair. It's not reasonable at all.
Well, I don't know if you heard one of our callers earlier who said that you don't criticize the president in a time of war, period.
Oh, God forbid. Yeah, a manufactured war, well, that we're in forever.
The war that won't end. Daryl, I thank you very much for your excellent points. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Beautiful, breezy tonight at 638. Nice little stroll, although I probably wouldn't go on the highway there at South Bend 99. We do have a four-car crash that is absolutely stopping traffic. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. Stockton Boulevard and 65th Street, we do have it looks like a mattress in the middle of the roadway. And Missouri Flat Road at Motherlode, a three-car crash. Enid Live will continue on Thursday at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, this is Randy Rose, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. The only channel left.
We are...
AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and Freedom from War invite you to take part in a week of education and entertainment. The first annual Week of Peace is Sunday, October 1st through Saturday, October 7th. The week includes daily events, including a Peace Awards dinner, the screening of the extraordinary film Beyond Treason, a panel discussion on peace featuring congressional candidates, a jazz mixer, and more. The Week of Peace is a unique opportunity to explore with others the realization of a world of nonviolence, peace, and social justice. For more information, log on to freedomfromwar.org or go to the events page at 1320leftchannel.com. Find out how you can purchase a passport to all of the events with your $50 donation going to your favorite peace organization. So join AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel and Freedom from War and stand up for peace by taking part in Peace Week, October 1st through October 7th.
AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel invites you to the 5th Annual Voters Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 p.m. to 5:30. This free event presented by the Asian Pacific Islander American Public Affairs Association is your opportunity to hear candidates running for office, including a debate between California Lieutenant Governor hopefuls John Garamendi and Tom McClintock. Also expect a lively debate on the downtown sports arena issue between supporters including Daryl Steinberg and foes like Assemblymember Dave Jones.
You can also win one of two $1,000 cash raffle prizes for taking a day off from work to vote.
Be an informed voter. Join 1,000 other interested citizens at this year's Voter Education and Candidates Forum 2006 at the Radisson on Saturday, October 7th from 1 to 5:30 p.m. More information is at APAPA.org. That address again is APAPA.org.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
In the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
On the Thursday edition of Enid Live, scooting ourselves closer and closer to the weekend. Helen Thomas quotes, she says, "The day Dick Cheney runs for president is the day I kill myself. We don't need another liar." God bless Helen Thomas. You know what? She doesn't pull any punches either. What we're talking about is Hugo Chavez, who pulled no punches in New York the other day when he called Dickie a sick man and an alcoholic. Says that he's got a lot of hang-ups, says that he walks like John Wayne, and that he doesn't know anything about politics, got there because of daddy. All of those things are true. And the Democrats are so afraid of offending moderates, and the right wing, blogging, the blogocracy, and people like Rush are demonizing Democrats so badly that Nancy Pelosi has now referred to Chavez as a thug, and Charlie Rangel, who never pulled any punches that I could see about Dickie, is also criticizing Chavez. What are your thoughts about that? And then we've had people call in to say, you know what, you do not criticize a president ever, ever, and especially at a time of war. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Gail in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Gail.
Hi. The vitriolic conversations that people have been dumping on you just points out to me, and I regret to say it, and they'll tear after me too. But the fact is, Americans are so sheltered and so poorly informed. We are so ignorant. All the goodwill that we had out of what our heroes did in World War II, the world has looked at us anew, and they think that we really elected this person twice. It wasn't an election, not either time. You go through the facts, and you find out that it was stolen both times. But they think that we really put this uneducated, aggressive, spoiled, unrealistic buffoon in the White House, and that we have allowed him to bomb a sovereign nation on the basis of lies. What Hugo Chavez had done was respond to, periodically, the UN allows members of the General Assembly at the UN 15 minutes of time. And that's what was going on. And he chose to come here to technically address the General Assembly of the United Nations. And he had, I think, rightly felt wronged by this president. And he knows what Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney have done in our name, endangered our troops by not properly fitting them with gear and equipment and the numbers that they need to protect themselves to actually do it. And that woman screaming, you don't say anything when we're at war. Well, according to our president himself, if there was an official bona fide declaration of war, it's over. Mission accomplished. Isn't that what we were told? Isn't that what we were shown? And I have not heard of Hugo Chavez kidnapping American citizens, throwing them into hidden jails,
getting and trying to subvert the Geneva Conventions, right, to torture them.
Yes.
And I don't know why we need to torture, why that should be in our yes. arsenal, because it's not effective. Just a very practical matter. It doesn't work.
Who has he bombed? He hasn't bombed a sovereign nation, not as far as I know.
Well, you know, you have a lot of terrorists residing in Pakistan, and Pakistan is not getting bombed.
No, they're not. And he hasn't kidnapped anyone. He hasn't bombed anyone. He hasn't...
You're talking about Chavez.
I'm talking about Chavez, yeah. You may want to quibble with his language, but I can understand how angry he must have been.
Well, and it is...
He was democratically elected.
Yes, but it's a very guerrilla kind of a tactic that we little rabbits here appreciate, which is to come into the person's country that you are criticizing in under the auspices of the United Nations and to say some very pointed things about him at a time when it's like people don't want to know that the emperor is naked and saying, you know what, guess what, this guy's naked. He's failed. He's a drunk. He is incompetent. He doesn't know anything. And look at how people have followed him. I mean, I'm amazed that everybody seems to have drunk the Kool-Aid. Gail,
well,
you go ahead quickly because we have a bunch of other...
Tony Blair tried to follow him and he's going down in flames because not even the British are with us.
I think you've made excellent points, Gail, and I thank you for making them. 349-1320, Scott in Grass Valley. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Scott.
Hi. 2 points.
Yes.
Your axis of evil comment, I think the guy missed it when you said it because he was talking over you. But it was the main nugget for me. I really like that. If he can,
oh, we're losing you. Can you talk up?
If he can refer to other people as other people's country's leaders as the axis of evil, then they can refer to him as the devil. That makes sense.
Yeah. And we're losing you. So can you talk right into your phone and really speak up?
Okay.
Better.
The never-ending war that we seem to be in, we'll never be able to say anything about him if he keeps us in a war. It's actually not a war, what do you call it, where we've gone into a country preemptive strike.
Well, you know, in the name of rooting out terrorism, what we are being is terrorized, and we are fear-mongering is going on in wholesale proportions. It's not the way to make a country strong. It's a way to manipulate a country so that you can get what you want out of it. And they're doing it in a million different ways, and that people are allowing it to happen is amazing to me. That's why I continually say you got to roll up your sleeves and get involved in campaigns. You got to do something. Scott, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Tom in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Enid.
Yes.
Well, first of all, your caller, Gail.
Yes.
She's been thinking real hard. She said, you know, some important stuff.
She did.
She certainly did. And the second thing is that, you know, I just don't understand why people can't grasp that this is a kind of that they're getting shifted over to the right by some media thing. Which I mean is just this.
Well, I mean, it isn't. The media has not done its job, and it has followed blindly one of the genius inventions of this administration. There are only really two, is to embed reporters when they invaded Iraq. And so, really, what reporters got was the party line, and they've been marching to it ever since. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. We have a little breeze going on. Tomorrow's just going to be a beautiful day. Highs near 91. We're 28% humidity. Lows tonight 55, 79 here. A couple of accidents you might want to stay clear of. Arden Way and Bell Street, Greenback Lane and Beach, Roseville Road and Watt Avenue, and Watt Avenue and 50. And going over top of the mountain is just extremely slow, even at 651. Enid Live continues on Thursday at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
This is Al Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's full frontal radio.
AM 1320.
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
I wanted it all. Intelligence. Great looks, physical strength, inner beauty, even social consciousness. Friends said that I wanted too much, but I wouldn't settle. And now, I have it all.
This woman is talking about her Renewal by Anderson replacement windows from Hall's Window Center. If it looks better, lasts longer, and outperforms the competition, it's gotta be Anderson. The only windows and doors to receive Green Seal certification for energy efficiency and environmentally friendly manufacturing. Now you too can have it all. For a limited time, get 7 Renewal by Anderson windows and 1 Anderson PermaShield patio door from Hall's Window Center for just $69.95. Left channel listeners save an extra $150. Go to HallsWindowCenter.com. Click on the green seal for your coupon. Visit Halls Window Center today on Business Park Drive in Sacramento and now in Roseville on Roseville Parkway next to BJ's. Call 1-800-76-HALLS. SMUD financing available. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends September 30th.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
To understand it,
Mitt Romney.
What drives people?
Massachusetts governor. If he can't protect his own citizens from tunnels, how will he protect you from terrorists? Done. Campaign is dead. See how easy it was?
It was that easy. See, that's the problem on the left. You're the problem right there. You think you get all the answers to all the little questions that does not drive a lot of people outside of California, outside of both coasts, outside of California and New York. Northeast. I mean, this is not the world. This is not the center of the universe, Mr. Sims.
Mitt Romney gets the nomination. The tunnels win. Think about it. Taurus, Terra, Earth, tunnels.
Do the math, Scott!
It's very erotic. I'm being turned on by all this talk.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Play perfectly. I just joined Cash Creek's Cash Club and I received $100 in free bonus play.
Play profitably.
I just joined Cash Club and automatically got an instant shot at $1 million.
Play endlessly. Cash Creek has thousands of the newest, hottest slots and bonus play just keeps the action going.
Play bonusfully at Cash Creek, Northern California's only AAA four diamond casino resort. Just join the Cash Club and you can start out with up to $500 in free bonus play. It's like playing with their money. Well, not like it. You really are playing with their money. Plus, don't forget the instant shot at $1 million. And you can't play on an empty stomach, so they're giving away over 150 $25 dining comps every day. So you can play and dine on their dollar. Cash Creek Casino Resort. Well played. Visit by taking I-80 to 505 North and 16 West. For tickets, visit CashCreek.com or any Ticketmaster outlet.
To the pedal. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fifty-five on the Thursday edition of Enid Live. I am yours for just a few minutes more. It has been pretty lively today on Enid Live, and we'll do the same thing again tomorrow. We've been talking about Hugo Chavez, and he's been calling the Dickey an alcoholic and a sick man. And boy, the Democrats, they're calling him a thug. I mean, they need cover big time. A couple of things that we really did not get to today, and that is Bush appears to be making gains among voters, not hugely, but his approval rating has reached its highest level since January, helping to boost the Republican Party's image across a range of domestic and national security issues just 7 weeks before this year's midterm elections. And this is according to a new Times Bloomberg poll. The survey spotlights that, well, Democrats hold a lead in the poll 49-39 when registered voters are asked which party they intend to support for Congress this year. But that advantage may rest on softening ground. And remember, this administration could very well pull the October surprise that it's being widely advertised by the Rove people, that it will be pulled as we get closer to the election. So who knows what they have in mind. GOP has gained big fundraising advantage. It has amassed a significant fundraising advantage, according to campaign records, feeding Democrats' fears about remaining competitive in the intense final weeks before the midterm elections. Here's what I don't get. I don't get how the Democrats, there are a lot of really, really, really rich Democrats around, and how is it that the Republicans have been better at fundraising than the Democrats? James Dobson, who is just the biggest jerk and phony in the world, standing before an enormous American flag, told thousands of supporters he was deeply disappointed in the nation's Republican leadership, but that the nation's future depended on reelecting them. So let me see if I've got this right. The Republican leadership is terrible, so let's support being terrible, more being terrible, because maybe it'll have a better outcome. You know, what do they say the definition of insanity is? If you keep doing the same old thing and expecting a different outcome. GOP slots, governors facing stiff competition, the real way to proceed.